like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
It's Veterans Day. Happy Labor Day.
We don't have a Memorial Day one. Oh, well, ballistic. So understand that if you don't have gold and the dollar tanks, where are you going to be at? Where are you going to be at? We're going to open the phones. We're going to go to Joe real quick. Joe, you got a couple minutes. Go.
Is that me?
That's you. Are you Joe?
Oh, wow. I never called a radio show before. I didn't realize that would be me so fast. I'm sorry.
No, it's just that we have a guest coming up in the next segment, so I want to give you a chance to wail.
Ah, okay. I'll try not to wail. I may swee or frap.
You got a minute, Joe. You better get to it.
Okay. I don't think that we're really based on a true gold standard anymore, because if we ran out of gold, I don't think anybody would notice. I think we're based more on the Don and Mike Show Far Falota standard. Whoopee!
Wow. You know, that's wonderful, and I appreciate the phone call. That's great. I appreciate that. So basically, what we want to do is we want to discourage people from lying to Neil. Because, you know, hey, I tell the truth on a program, and we expect the same from you.
The Don and Mike Show.
Cool.
What about the vagina?
No! Kelly Clarkson!
Give me a C.
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
I like wheat.
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you are not going to live in this house. I go, what do you mean I'm not going to live? And we literally, we were standing in the kitchen, and he opened the door.
I'll be fine.
Duh. Oh, no, you didn't.
Ah, yes. With the good sound of the Beach Boys in the background, there is no better way to kick off summer. Happy Memorial Day, everybody, and welcome to the best of Don and Mike. I'm Don and Mike's executive producer, John Norman. I'm awesome, and I have really put together an awesome best of Don and Mike for you to enjoy on this Memorial Day 2007. Matter of fact, I'm not even taking the day off. I'm staying in studio to run the board. It's not Josh doing it. Oh, look, Rob just came in. Hi, Rob.
Hi, John.
How are you?
Where's Joe today?
I don't know. Oh, I remember. He's in rehab.
Rehab.
Again.
Wink, wink,
wink. So he doesn't get the day off, but we all appreciate all of you listening to the best of Don and Mike. Stick around. Lots of good things to kick off your summertime listening pleasure. Let's get it started. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Great, Al Roker is on the phone, and we'll have him on. Let's just tell him right up front that we're friends with Tony, and he won't be pissed.
No, I don't
think so. Al.
Hello.
Al Roker. Now,
yeah.
Let's give Al a nice big round of applause. We almost feel like we're cheating here, because we are close friends with the other guy from the other show.
And I love Tony. Nice guy.
Okay, good. Thank you. Then once we get past that...
What? You got something in your nose. There you go.
Thank you. Nobody would know that.
I know. It's just, I
embarrassed me in front of Al Roker.
I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to.
Al, of course, we're big fans of you and the Today Show.
Yes.
And we used to, you don't care about the stuff with Katie Couric that we knew her before she was Katie Couric.
Mm-hmm.
What we'd like to do, we know that you want to promote your show on the Food Network.
Yes.
We would love to interview you.
I watched that over the weekend.
If you wouldn't mind, we'd like to interview you as Larry King. We feel most comfortable with Larry King's kind of wandering stream of consciousness interview style.
We're on a little bit of a Larry King kick right now, Alan. We're not asking you to do anything to join in the skit. We're simply asking you to answer. Well, it is a sketch. It's a comedy sketch.
That's right.
We're asking you just to. We're going to ask you the questions like Larry would, and you just answer them like if Larry was interviewing. And you'll see if you can track with the. It's kind of a new Larry King style of interview.
Okay.
All right.
The Don and Mike Show. We're joined by Albert Roca from the Today Show. You like weather, Al?
I love weather. I live weather.
You like hot or cold? Which do you prefer? You're a weatherman.
I like the cold because you can always warm up. Once you're hot, there's really not much you can do to cool off.
So you think people in Alaska are happier than people in Hawaii?
I think...
You ever been to Hawaii, Al? I've been there.
I can't spell Hawaii.
Hawaii's a nice place. It's warm in Hawaii, so if you like the cold, I suppose you'd prefer the cooler climates and places on vacation. Do you vacation...
They have air conditioning in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. That's true, so you can get cold
right in
Hawaii.
Exactly.
Right. What's your favorite food? You like food, right?
I like food.
I enjoy food.
Is there a particular food you like?
Whatever's in front of
me. Al has a show, Recipe for Success, Food Network, second season. That episode starts tomorrow, 9:30 Central, on Food Network. Al, I was on an airline yesterday. Bad food.
They don't do well.
You like airline food?
I like the little nuts in the foil pack.
You like Northwest? You like the Northwest? I like the United.
I don't like an airline that basically their name is One Direction.
Okay. Oh God. Oh God. You got me with that one. One Direction.
Southwest. You know, what are you going to do with that? You got to feel like I have to go Southwest.
Right.
You know
you got to say
if you're in say Arizona, where do you go?
You ever get out?
You're in Northwest. You're in Seattle.
He got me with that one.
It's the Don and Mike Show. We're talking with Al Roca.
We're asking him all sorts of things about weather and food.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. My all-time favorite airline slogan was the old one that Delta had, which they eventually, and rightfully so, finally retired, which was, Delta gets you there. Wow. Unbelievable.
Delta.
Actually get me there. I give you money, and you act like it's a big deal to... Get me there. Never understood that one.
Al, you're on the Today Show. You've got the gig. You're the trusted weatherman. Why don't you do the Smucker's birthdays?
Well, because that's...
Do you want the Smucker's? I know, but do you want it?
No, I...
Do you want the Smucker's?
I don't, because you know what? I like Smucker's, but you know, I always have the problem when I go in the fridge, there's a little jelly ring underneath when I take the jar out.
Al, when you're standing outside for years talking with people, you're the go-to guy, do they annoy you ever?
They don't. Some frighten me. Frighten me. Because, you know, there's a look.
Al.
And they want to be on TV. And the fact of the matter is, I could be Saddam Hussein. If I would put them on TV, they would say, we love you.
Saddam Hussein, not a good guy.
Not a bad guy.
We're with Al Roca. Al, you...
You know the one shot I always loved of Saddam Hussein? The one where he's on the balcony and he fires off the shotgun?
Oh, yeah.
I always want a guy to fall 3 seconds later.
Photoshop
like that scene from, you know, Naked Gun 33 and 3rd when Fred Ward fires off a gun and he goes, nobody gets hurt, and the guy falls on the stage after him.
We're here with Al Roca. Al, I know from watching you on the box, you love hats.
I like the hat.
You like a nice
My
hat?
My grandfather always wore a hat. I always like to wear a hat, you know, kind of an...
Do you have a hat collection, Al?
I have a baseball cap collection, and I have a number of fedoras. I have three winter-type fedoras, and I have two Panama hats.
Are you aware of the lie that I, Larry King, have perpetuated for years, that I played stickball with Sandy Koufax?
Yeah, I do. And after all this time, I don't understand a grown man who doesn't have a jacket.
Al,
why don't you get a jacket?
Because I like showing my suspenders.
Because That is the boniest frame I have ever seen.
The shoulders touch.
I love Larry King.
No, it's the shoulder blades. Al, are you aware that my shoulder blades actually touch?
I think you could actually cut melons. That's why I think Larry, you do need to watch my show Recipe for Success.
On the Food Network.
Because it's all about food, and maybe you might be induced to eat a cookie.
Al, you got another show, didn't you? You had another one on the Food Network.
Well, Recipe for Success, I don't host. I just produce that.
What's the name of the one where you go everywhere?
That's Roker on the Road.
Roker on the Road.
Yes.
That's a clever name for you. You travel and you go on the road to different places and you call it Roker on the Road.
Actually, no, I drink and just fall down a lot.
That's very exciting.
It's for 30 minutes. People watch me, knock back a few belts, and then I drop down onto an interstate.
Al. Now, here's the serious part. When you hear Larry's mouth get chocolate...
Yes, go ahead. Get serious.
You were not on the air for a couple of weeks because of you had some back problems.
A back issue.
Mm. Do you like the pills? Are you like Rush?
I'm not doing the Rush.
You didn't get hooked on the baby blues?
I don't even know Roy Black.
All right, so you don't, so it's no, and now you're back and you're happy and you're healthy?
And if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Have I seen you?
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it. If you're happy.
Who wrote that song, Al? That's a great song.
It's one of the great songs. One of the all-time great songs.
It's catchy. My kid's Chance Armstrong King and Cannon. What's Cannon's middle name?
Boom Boom.
Cannon Boom Boom King. They both liked it. They enjoyed it. Talking with Al Roker. The show is Recipe Success. News Hour with Aaron Brown is coming up next.
Al's show on the Food Network.
If you're Aaron Brown, how ticked off are you? You've worked your whole life, and then along comes Anderson Cooper.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't like him. We don't like the young Anderson Cooper. He's cocky.
He's got an attitude.
Cooper?
Cocky doesn't work in this business, does it?
No.
Here's another great Larry non-sequitur. I'll tell you, we're talking with Al Roker. Al, New Orleans, sad.
He'll just throw that out. That's hilarious.
That's hilarious. No.
You were down there, sad. And then he'll follow it up with sad.
Do you like peppermint?
I saw it.
I'm more a wintergreen.
Al, no one like you can wear a seersucker suit. I seen him wear.
You saw him wear the seersucker?
On the Today Show.
You like the seersucker, Al?
Do you mind the jibes you get from the cast and crew when you wear the seersucker?
It's kind of like jibe talking. Jibe talking.
Do you like the bean cheese?
I like the bee. I'm not crazy about the cheese.
Britney Spears, we're talking with Al Roker, has a baby. Do you like boys or girls?
I enjoy them both. I have a boy and I have two girls.
Daddies love their little girls, right? But boys, you can play stickball with.
With Sandy Koufax.
Sandy Koufax.
We're talking with Al Roker.
Al.
The new show is Recipe for Success. Al.
It's hosted by Eric McClendon, a fine-looking young man who in fact, has never heard of Sandy Koufax.
What is the recipe for success, Al?
It's two parts sweat, one part imagination, and one part having a dad who's the head of the CEO. it's an interesting show in that, you mentioned Roker on the Road. We did a segment each week on people who had food dreams, who wanted to, pursue a career in food, and it proved so popular, they ended up doing a spinoff on it. And, folks from, come up with a great pizza or, everybody, somebody who said, your chocolate chip cookies, those are the best. You ought to go into business. Well, these are people who've done that. Uh-huh. And, so it's kind of a fun show.
Will you ever open up a restaurant, Al?
No, it's a lot of work. 9 out of 10 of them fold.
Cause?
And because, freeloading celebrities like yourself come in and expect a free meal.
That's right. I remember going to Duke Zebert's and I never paid for the matzo ball soup.
Cars. I was thinking about cars. They drive fast. Do you like a car?
I've seen cars.
You've seen cars. So have I. Yes.
Hard.
Some of them make a lot of noise. Sharpie makes a good pen.
Yes.
You use the Sharpie, Al?
I like the Sharpie, except, the tip. It only stays sharp for about 7 minutes.
Do you have a cue card, boy?
And they call it Sharpie, and then they're not.
Do you have a cue card, boy?
We have a cue card girl.
A cue card girl. What's her name?
Cutie.
Is she vigorous? Cutie. Judy or Cutie? Judy?
Cutie. Cutie.
Now, you don't read the cards, right, for the weather?
I play cards.
For the weather?
Oh, you play, you like the poker?
I love the Texas Hold'em, but I'm supposed to hold.
All right, here we go. This is a Larry King exclusive, ladies and gentlemen. An idea for Al Roker. We'll call it Roker Poker.
It's interesting. You're going from Larry King to Regis Philbin.
That would be Roker Poker.
All right, that'd be a nice transition.
Kind of
I know, we're just going out of our minds here.
But with Al Roker.
Why are you doing the dueling Larry King?
I don't.
Well, I can explain. We got on a Larry King kick, and we do this, and then we just get upset.
Because really, when you think about it, his interviews really do go like from, seriously, we're with Al Roker, New Orleans, sad,
yeah.
And it would be like you're talking to a three-year-old.
Right.
Hey, Al, that set you're on, oh, pretty colors.
And I think it's
you like?
Yeah,
you like color?
I actually like the one.
You like blue?
Chicago, hello. Los Angeles. Bigger than a bread box?
Lots of people think blue's the number one color.
What's the number one Sharpie color, Al?
I think black.
Black followed by red, don't you think?
I would believe so.
There we are.
Yellow, not very popular.
Do you like the shiny metallic new Sharpies like the football players signed the helmets with?
I like them, except they gum up very quickly.
You like the football?
I like the football a little too pebbly.
You know, I'm giving Al Roker at this stage of the game a round of applause for just playing along with us. Right?
The NFL is big, right?
Except, why only three letters? It's always the National Football League. Shouldn't it be TNFL?
Three letters, except when they have their Super Bowl, then they use the numbers, the Roman numerals.
Roman numerals. Nobody knows those.
Very confusing.
I don't understand it. Mm-hmm. Why don't they use Greek numbers?
Greek numbers would be better.
I think so.
Easier to read.
Mm-hmm. Alpha, beta, theta.
Campbell Brown. How she say so thin?
And yet,
I worry.
Really more of a pinkish.
You said it.
All right,
Al.
You know, this is, you know, here's the thing. For people who are students of broadcasting, you guys are legends. And it's just fun to be on the radio.
Thank you, Al. That's nice of you.
We're not legends. We're here with the legend, Al Roker.
Yeah.
Al.
Don is refusing to get out of character.
He won't. He's just going to have to slap him.
That's going to be our new modus operandi.
You know, it's funny. You mentioned you do this Larry King thing. I was working out at the gym about a month ago, and I look over, and there he is on the treadmill.
Larry?
Larry King. The gym my wife and I belong to is at a hotel.
What do you think? The human frog had walked?
he's just...
Did he have on black socks?
No, he had on a full workout with the shorts, and I thought, I could snap him like a twist.
Yeah.
I could just reach over, grab one of his legs, and make a wish.
Wow, that must have been a little frightening to see him on a treadmill, because he really, he has gotten teeny tiny, hasn't he?
He is as thin as, I mean, I don't ever really think he was ever heavy.
Right. Now, he had like a little paunch back when he was,
now,
you know.
It's like, you know, I mean, you know, just like, you just keep thinking chicken.
He had a paunch. That reminds me. You like the show Chips?
Yeah.
With Ponch,
I like to eat them.
Eric Estrada,
Ponch and John.
Whatever happened to Eric?
I don't know why they called it Chips, because there's no I.
That's right.
That's right.
It was just CHP, California Highway Patrol, right, Al?
Exactly.
Do you ever look at Law and Order?
I'm always confused. I don't understand what Law and Order has to do with an Escalade. You know,
it's
Law and Order SUV.
It's gripping. SUV. It's gripping. Tell me something. Are you like me? Do you just laugh when you see Joey? The TV show.
I more of a look of puzzlement.
I think it's hilarious. He's who is he? What's his
that's
name?
That's Matt LeBlanc.
He's great.
He's an enormous talent.
His father did all those voices on the Warner Brothers cartoon.
That's right. That's right. Mel LeBlanc.
LeBlanc.
Yeah. Oh.
Now, Two and a Half Men. That's funny, right?
Right. Except they're really it's really two men and a kid. I'm expecting to see a semi. Dismembered torso.
You like the Cirque du Soleil, Al?
I'm not crazy about it because they don't really have real clowns. Nobody comes out of a little car.
Right.
But talking to Al Roker, who's got a show producing Recipe for Success.
Recipe for Success on the Food Network.
Listing's 9:30.
Second season starts tomorrow. Your wife's on the television.
She's on 2020.
Is she desperate? Is she a desperate housewife, Al?
She's desperate to stay away from me.
That's pretty normal. I find that most marriages work that way. The time apart, help or hurt.
Yeah, like the dentist says, abscess makes the heart grow fonder.
You got all your teeth?
I'm
missing a few.
All my teeth.
I got some crowns.
You got some crowns and bridge work.
I think that you know what I like about a bridge?
What's that?
No matter how far you go, there you are.
There you are.
A bridge over the River Kwai.
A brilliant statement by Al Roker. The bridge gets you to where you're going.
Exactly.
Hey, Al.
Like Delta Airlines.
Gets you there.
My hip is fake.
Wow.
I have a fake hip.
Caramel or peanut butter, Al? If you had to choose.
I'd have to go with the caramel.
Caramel, good man. Yeah. Good guy. Al Roker, good guy, likes caramel.
Again, kind of slipping into Regis there.
Thank you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm only one man.
I could do that easily.
I'm having a heart attack.
Where's Donald Trump?
Where's Kelman?
You like drawing pictures?
I do enjoy drawing pictures. Mm-hmm. I like making the little stunny faces.
I've seen your cartoons.
Thank you.
Good to you. Cartoons today, they're violent. Where's the happy ones like Transformers when you were kids?
Which is more predictable?
Okay, here's a question.
Yes, go ahead.
I can understand, I can buy that the Roadrunner and the Coyote, I can understand that the Coyote could order this stuff from Acme.
Acme, yes.
Where did he get the money?
Oh, my God, that's true.
No visible means of support.
Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers provided it?
Yeah.
The studio, is that what you're saying,
yeah,
Buzz?
I don't understand.
That was the budget. Al brings up a valid point. Al, comic strips are funny, like Henry, right? Henry's funny, right?
But never talks.
Family circus.
Family circus. There's no animals, and nobody has a whip.
Not funny. Family circus, not funny.
Dennis the Menace, funny.
Yeah.
Always funny.
Mr. Wilson.
Blondie, Chick Young. Always
fan. A lot of anger issues.
You're a big comic book fan?
I do enjoy the comic book.
Some comics
more of a DC man than a Marvel.
Some comics are sad, like Mary Worth.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah. Uh-oh, my son is coming downstairs, and he sounds pretty upset.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
That's his cue.
I think so.
The name of the show is Recipe for Success. Al Roker has not been interviewed by Don and Mike. He's actually been interviewed by two Larry Kings today. He's been a good sport. And, Al, you're a good guy. Give our very best to Katie Couric.
I certainly will.
You say your son has a cold?
No, he's just upset. He sounds a little... I think he just woke up from a nap.
Give our very best to your son.
Thank you.
Al Roker.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Al.
Take care.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you go.
There you go. That's Al Roker.
There he is.
The whole time interviewed by Larry King. He leaves the interview saying, yes, they're insane.
They're not right. They're not normal.
Oh, come on. What else are we
going to say to him? He just wanted the plug.
And good for him, he got the plug.
That's right. It's complete now, if you're keeping track. We've got, what's his name, Price, Dave Price, Tony Perkins, and Al Roker. Now all the network weathermen.
We got them all.
Unless you bring some guy from the Fox News Channel over.
A Foxcast.
That's not going to count.
I think next would be someone like Jim Cantore.
Yes, the Weather Channel. But
have you seen
the big three we got?
Mike, have you seen the new relaxed set on the Weather Channel?
No, I haven't.
It's a living room type setting.
Sure.
Stephanie Abrams is there. Legs diamond. Legs that go all the way up to her neck.
Stephanie Abramson's on the set?
You know, they call me Larry the Lip.
Do they have ottomans?
There's an ottoman.
Lamps?
No lamps.
You said it's relaxed. They ought to have lamps for reading.
You know what's nice?
What?
Davenport.
A Davenport.
Have a Davenport?
Yes, Davenport. You took that from Wayne's World.
I did.
Two chimps on a Davenport.
It's funny.
Like Wayne's World.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, God.
I guess it's Al Roker.
I understand that he's given me a complex, accusing my Larry King of being Regis. Now we have another marriage. Now it's Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jesse Jackson.
That was your Larry is nothing like your Regis.
had to be the phone.
Thank you.
How you doing, Buzz?
I'm good, Larry.
Jesus.
How's your birthday?
Don and Mike show.
Fantastic.
You went to a whorehouse with your wife.
Gentlemen's club.
A whorehouse.
Very scary.
You like whores?
I like old women.
I like the whores.
Incidentally, if you ever want to get out of an interview, say your son's coming downstairs.
Always works.
Always hello. Works. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going?
Yes, what can we do for you?
I need to get out of jury duty, and I'm wondering what's the best way to do it.
Okay, here, very simple. I'll tell you, rent the movie Die Hard with a Vengeance. You'll get your answer in the first 15 minutes.
Do what now?
Have you seen the movie Die Hard with a Vengeance?
No.
It's the best, I believe, of the Die Hard trilogy. Rent it. Wait until Bruce Willis gets the call to go into Harlem wearing the sandwich board. Wear the exact same sandwich board into the courtroom.
They'll excuse you.
I guarantee you'll be out.
Yep. It won't be attempt of court or anything?
No, you are.
Did you say it won't be attempt of court? You mean contempt?
Simply First Amendment. So
I don't think you have to worry. I'm listening to this guy right now. I think I think if he gets interviewed, you know, do you have any predisposition to any cases? Any strong opinions one way or the other?
When they ask you what the last book you read was, tell them the O'Reilly Factor for kids.
But no, really,
what about
the movie? Just write Die Hard 3. Get the sign. Go in. They'll let you out.
What about if I don't show up? What do you think will happen then?
Okay,
then you'll be guilty of attempt of court.
That's stupid.
What if I carry a Malcolm X type of handbook with me or something when I go down the court?
Yeah, then you could do that too.
You could do that, or you could simply go with my funnier idea of watching that movie. And once you
take that sandwich board off before you leave the courtroom.
Nah, don't.
And something tells me now, the more I talk to you, you probably already have that board somewhere in your house.
No, Don. Why you say that, Don?
Well, how do you know? You don't know what's on the sign.
You ain't got a point there. You got a point there.
You just like being on the radio right now, aren't you?
Yeah. How did you know?
You want to make it last as long as you can, don't you?
How did you know?
I just sensed it.
Hey,
man. No, he's
hey,
not.
It's over.
He sounded qualified to be a professional juror.
Attempt of court.
I know.
I'm guilty of attempt of court.
Why did he even contempt the call?
We're going to talk to Beth Ann McBride.
See what she's up to.
See how it went.
Hey, I like Beth Ann doing Larry.
How was Roca? Did you speak to him after?
Well, his publicist, when you were talking to him, called and wanted to hear it. So I put him on hold, and when I picked it up, he was laughing. So it's fun. He played along.
That's good. Playing along is good. We're talking with Beth Ann McBride, author of Single Girl Success.
And looking at myself in the mirror, that's the follow-up from Beth Ann McBride.
How are you? Have you bought any dresses?
No, I have not. I'm not a fan of the dresses.
You like the pants?
Yeah, I do. I'm going to be me. Yeah, I do.
No, you can be Larry, too.
Too much Larry.
Never enough Larry. We're talking with Beth Ann McBride. Do you miss the high odd one?
Huh?
Do you miss the high odd one?
Sexual?
Yes.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Oh, now, hold on. Now, I got to break it. You've never heard of the phrase, the high, hard one? The heat-seeking moisture missile?
That I've heard. The other one I had not.
Baloney pony?
You know, I don't know. Guys didn't talk around me like this.
You never had a man dirty talk you in that sweet way?
Do you think that society's more innocent now or more complex?
I think more complex, don't you?
Yeah, I suppose.
Why do women have the right to vote?
What? Yeah.
Why do women have the right to vote?
Because we should have the right to vote. Just
why? Why, Beth Ann? Why? Do you care?
I do care.
Does suffrage matter to you?
It's really an inconvenience for most
people. How many Larry Kings are in that room?
We're all Larry.
You're a... Hey, put Joe on. I'd like to see if he wants to try to play this game.
Hello?
Are you still hooked on things?
Still hooked. Enjoying them.
Did you? You sent me a rambling email this weekend, and you sent the rambling email to Rob this weekend. Do you like the electronic mail, Joe?
I like to communicate.
He doesn't like capital letters.
And
no.
He spells cause, C-U-Z.
Are you on the antibiotics?
That bothers me.
Antibiotics, antidepressants.
Ah, that's good.
You drink?
Your wife, Tracy Neal, she dropped a case of beer on a hip. How's she doing?
On a foot, not a hip.
Broke three bones.
In a hip? Tracy Neal?
Three bones in a foot.
Three bones. Is she going to recover?
She'll be fine in 8 weeks.
They give her anything? Is she in a cast?
8 weeks, 2 months.
She wearing a cast?
No, soft cast thing.
Are you stealing a meds? We're talking with Joe Odd.
You didn't get any.
Do you think you've caused yourself any permanent brain damage?
You never know.
You forget things. You don't remember?
I like to forget.
You happy with your Stones?
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about down there. I'm talking about the rock group.
Yes. Love the Stones.
Wonderful.
You like working on the Don and Mike show? I hear the big dicks.
Huh?
I hear the big dicks.
No.
They're tough to work with. Tell me. You can tell me the truth.
I love working with the Don and Mike. Missed him on Friday.
Oh, missed him on Friday. Yes, that's right. You were away taking care of the foot. Is the foot a complicated part of the body, Joe?
More bones in the foot, I hear, than the rest of the body.
Good answer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When you were at the doctor, did you microwave some chicken?
No, I didn't.
You like chicken?
Love the chicken.
My feet are turning blue. Any significance to that? They're blue.
Bye, Joe.
Good day.
Navy blue.
Good day.
Like the background of an Aquafina bottle.
Newsroom, let's go to the newsroom. Hello, newsroom.
Hello.
Hi, Buzz.
Hello, Don and Mike.
You like the sex?
I love the sex.
Yeah.
You like the tight shirt?
I like the tight shirt.
Dirty sex, that's what you like. The dirtier the better, isn't that right, Buzz?
That's right.
Yeah.
You wear a necklace?
Sometimes.
With yeah. Booth?
Sometimes.
You ever, after your dirty sex, you feel like repenting?
No, never.
You ever?
You a sinner, Buzz?
Always.
Do you procreate and then cry? Do you cry, Buzz?
Never cry.
Always cry. I hear you cry.
No regrets.
You ever say the Lord's Prayer right after you achieve?
No. No.
We're talking with Buzz Burbank, who's also talking like Larry, making it Don, Mike, Rob, and Buzz all talking like Larry with a little of Beth Ann.
Joe.
We'll be back on the Mutual Broadcasting System. And then it was always a... Be-doop. But what was that little, that...
No, and then he'd be on, because he wouldn't know that he'd gone to break. And that's when he'd slump back in his chair and go, who's your agent?
Is he vigorous?
Yeah. And then somebody sent us a tape of Larry King one time that we can't play now because we can't play what he did.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. Larry farting. Great. Almost as good as the tape of Elton John farting.
Right. Excuse me.
Whoops.
Sorry about that. We're with John Grisham.
It's a creep.
I'm terribly sorry.
We're here with John Grisham. His latest book is called The Jury. John, did you smell that fart?
Sorry. I had broiled soul. Broiled soul for lunch at Duke Zebert's. I'm sorry for breaking wind.
I say to my children, I say, pull Grandpa's finger.
Yeah, that's right. Even though they're my sons, dust, I say.
Dust comes out. Dust in the wind. You like Kansas?
If you're more comfortable, I said to Chance Armstrong, call me Grandpa.
Carry on, my wayward son. The BTK show was on CBS last night. Did you watch it, Buzz?
No.
He's a bad man.
I knew it would be.
Can't wait to see Chance's first football game when I'm 85.
Doesn't your son play football? The son
yes,
that you're not really related to?
Take credit, the Mormon.
The Mormon boy.
I take credit for him.
He's got the golden arm.
Yes, I'm going to see if I can get his name legally changed to King. Strapping quarterback in the college.
We got a break, Regis.
I never went to college. I went to the school of hard knocks.
We'll be right back.
On the corner in Brooklyn, I'm curious.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why he thought that sounded like Regis. I mean,
I don't
Regis,
get that either.
Regis is...
Maybe because when I get... Larry and Regis do the same thing because they're both from Brooklyn when they get agitated.
No, but the Regis is just so over the... And the Yankee. Did you see that tip? I mean, I can't...
Completely different.
You can.
Well, they could come from the same region. There might be similarities. I don't know for sure. Do you find similarities in them, Don?
Well... Regis is Catholic.
I just had a thought.
What's that?
Anyone in the listening audience that doesn't like Larry is throwing up right now. Go ahead.
What have we always said about our audience?
That's right.
The four F's. Find them, feel them, F them,
forget them.
Rubber balls in the car.
What'd you do last night?
No, it starts like this.
You do it, I'll answer. You always do it, and I answer. That's the best way to do it.
What'd you have for breakfast this morning?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What'd you have for lunch?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What'd you have for dinner?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What'd you do to your girlfriend?
Rubber balls and liquor. Yes, it's craziness on a Monday.
That is a joke that both Mike and I heard independently. We grew up thousands of miles away.
Different locations.
Yet, that's what makes America a great country. That I could work with a guy now for almost 20 years. And one of the first things that brought us together was a simple, harmless, wonderful child's joke. Rubber balls and liquor.
So funny and so nonsensical. But it was something about rubber balls.
And liquor.
You know, I suppose in certain circles of inner city life, there might be something that you could find that would be comparable. But I think it's just good old-fashioned nonsense.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I knew it could be good, and it was great for Jerry. Because, and you got to understand, I'm not schizophrenic. But when I write, I'm writing to him. And I know him better than anybody.
The Don and Mike Show. Beyond AM. Beyond FM. There's BM with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I'm going to need some help. We're going to... Let me give you a background. I'd like to introduce you, if she would be so kind as to join us in the studio, a new member of the WJFK radio station family.
Very good.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, I only mention this. I'm going to try to get her in here. She has nothing to be afraid of.
Yeah, of course.
Her name is Jessica. She replaced Joan. Remember we had the goodbye party for Joan?
Right.
The naked guy in the cheese?
Right.
Okay. So anyway, this chick Jessica's very nice. As it turns out, yesterday towards the end of the show, she was pissed at a guy named John.
Right.
And she was in the studio telling us just what an ass this guy is and how whenever she got the chance, she'd just go punch him in his fat mouth and what a total retard he was.
Oh, you are Johnny Embellisher.
And how she just hated his guts. She wanted to stomp on him.
Yes, wanted to slice him up in little bits and grill him.
And then someone said to her, you know, wow, John Norman has never been that way to anybody.
No.
And she said, oh, I wasn't talking about John Norman, you know, the guy from our football league. She said, no, I'm talking about some other sales idiot named John.
Oh,
so she called Rob or Beth Ann, one of them, last night, and she was very upset, thinking that we were upset with her that she was mad at our friend John.
Oh, well, no, we thought it was kind of neat, actually. So, even when it was John,
if someone
we liked the chutzpah that she showed us.
Yes. Someone would grab Jessica.
Because we think, based on her outspokenness, that she's going to be a welcome shot in the arm here at the radio
show. I volunteer for that.
And we'll go grab her then, boss.
All right.
I mean, physically go grab her.
Here she is.
I've already grabbed her.
Hi, Jessica. We needed a lot of. Some of this, Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
We needed somebody who speaks their mind.
Now, Jessica, first, you know that. Can we lose the gum?
Yes.
Thank you.
No gum showing in the studio.
Let me see. It's not John Norman that you were mad at. It was another John.
Oh, good.
And now that you're here, I understand that you yodel.
No, it's not.
No, yes, you do yodel. You do yodel.
Do you yodel?
She does, and I don't mean like, it's not something I heard from one of the guys out in the smoking area, like, can she yodel?
I heard
I know seriously, exactly who you heard it from.
Who told us?
John Norman.
Yes, he did.
I have not heard that until this very moment. I am an absolute, and Rob's a bigger fan. We are yodeling fans. We have yodel tapes here in the studio.
Now, Jessica, I figured this was the only way I could get you in the studio, was to make up this crap. I mean, the stuff about the mistake with the guy named John, that was all true.
Tell us about your yodeling. I mean, when do you do it, like, in competitions and stuff like that?
No. I just did it one night out of the blue. I was doing karaoke.
And you started yodeling?
I just did it.
Wow.
Would you please yodel for us?
I don't know if I can do it.
You can do
come
it.
On.
You can do it.
You can do it.
All right, here we go. Now, ladies and gentlemen, would you like headphones so you can hear yourself yodel?
No, why didn't you guys join in with me?
Why don't you just start?
All right.
Come on, you're the world-class yodeler.
Wait, Rob, do we have that yodeling tape?
I got it right here, Mike.
What's this? Can you hear this?
See, we love yodeling. You jump in whenever you feel comfortable.
Can you hear those turned up? Can you hear?
Because the yodeling is going to start here any second.
Right.
And hey,
better.
Just jump in anytime you feel comfortable, up to speed. Now you might.
I haven't done it in forever.
Well, you know, this is where we're motivating you.
Well, you did it for, apparently you did it for John.
No, I didn't.
You didn't? Did I?
I heard me talk about it.
Well, come on. You're here. I'll turn it off. Just
I will turn it off. When you did karaoke, what did you yodel during karaoke?
I just yodeled the country song that was on.
What was the country song?
I don't know what country song it is.
Oh, really?
It's an old song.
Do you have to hear a song to yodel, or can you just yodel without hearing a song?
I was also really drunk.
We can help.
We can
that.
Fix that.
You want some booze?
I'm a little sick right now.
You have a cold?
Yes.
Oh, God, everybody's got a cold.
You know what I bet it is? I bet it's that bird flu.
Yep.
Don't tell me that.
I bet it's the bird flu. And
have you had your shot yet, your flu shot?
We have spider bites and now cold.
You haven't had a shot yet?
No.
I bet it's the bird flu, and I bet that you're going to be lying on your deathbed, and you're going to be saying, you know, the one thing I wish I did? I wish I had yodeled that time I was on the radio.
Yodeling might chase it away. Do you know how many people seriously would just cherish the opportunity to come into this studio and yodel? It'll be, I mean, you know, what you do, I find in these circumstances, you just take a deep breath and you just let fly with it. You let fly with on the count of three, ladies and gentlemen.
Would you please?
Here she is, Jessica, yodeling. One, two, three, go!
Jessica.
Yodel, yodel,
yodel.
I can't do it.
Oh, I thought that was nice. It's enormously disappointing.
I hope you really
practice without the cold.
I hope you really do it better than that. Can you give it one more try?
I can't.
Here we go. One.
You ready to do it with me?
Yes.
Ready?
One, two, three, go.
Yodel, yodel. I can't.
It's the cold. It's the cold. Are there any other talents that you have?
No.
How you like working here? Do you hate it here yet already? How long you worked here? 2 weeks?
No, I love it.
Did you work at another radio station before you came here?
Yes.
Where'd you work?
Worked for four stations in Virginia Beach.
Four stations down in Norfolk. Right?
Cold.
She's got the creeping crud, huh?
Yeah, man.
You catch that from any of the boys here?
I caught it from Robbie.
Robbie Gomez. Hey, not Robbie Speedway. He caught it from Robbie Gomez back in
Wasn't
the
day. Wasn't Beth Ann complaining of having a bit of a head cold also?
Yeah, but Beth Ann's is from her spider bite in her ass.
That's right. Absolutely. Oh,
no. Supposedly.
Has Michael Hughes scared you yet?
No.
Really?
Never.
He's a paper tiger, you know. He's a figurehead. Just understand that whenever you deal with him, he's not really the general manager. And that goes double for Cameron.
Are there any sales executives here that you would like to perhaps poison?
We're not going to discuss that on radio.
But there are some.
What about this John? This John that you were pissed at yesterday. Who is this John you speak of?
I was just very frustrated.
Really?
Why? What did he do?
I couldn't do my work.
Why? I can't do my work.
Why couldn't you do your work? Why was he bothering you?
He closed something that I needed. He shut me down. He shut me out of
the computer. I know. Is this the computer guy?
Yes.
Oh, he's a jerk face.
Who's that guy? Do I know this guy?
No, you don't know him. But he's, you know what I bet he did? Did he, from Lanham, did he just like turn off the computers and say, well, that's it, we're done for the day?
No, he just didn't give us any warning, and it's 7 o'clock, and I'm ready to go home, and I try to, you know, sign onto a desktop, and it's closed.
That sucks.
You know what it is? It's Buzz's stunt double.
That guy?
Right. Yeah, right.
That guy.
Creepy little guy?
Yeah.
That's right.
Sure,
the guy who I thought we should profile at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guy, I didn't think he looked like Buzz. If anything, he looked like Tony Shalhoub, which of course means let's profile.
That's
Shoe Bomber.
Yeah, okay, that's the guy that was on the airplane show, right?
Tony Shalhoub, he's on Monk.
Monk.
But he was also, yes, on the airplane show, that would be Wings. Monk.
Wings, that's the airplane
Wings
show.
With Crystal Barnyard.
Do you need some medicine?
Yes.
Because Mr. Burbank has a pharmacy over there.
I
do.
Yes,
I have
I do need some medicine.
Decongestants, antihistamines, pain relievers, whatever.
Shoulder rubs.
That sounds good.
Foot massage.
All right.
Has Buzz hit on you yet?
No.
It'll happen.
You know, he doesn't mean anything by it.
No.
Here's what he'll do. Here's what Buzz does with all the girls. You know, he's happily married. He's been married longer than dirt, really.
Than many people have been alive.
But keep this in mind. He has swung. Now, I'm not making that up. I swear on my wife's life, he has swung. But it was long ago.
Like in a land far, far away.
It could happen again. But I noticed what he likes doing with the girls around here.
Yeah. What's that?
Because he's Buzz. He likes walking around. You know, the rest of us hide.
Have you noticed how Buzz struts like the cock of the walk around here?
You know, he just visits and he stops, and you can see him at any given time in any part of the
building.
Now,
granted, Buzz will say to you that he visits males as well as females.
Not true.
And sure he does.
Yeah, well, he does by, you know, just for appearance.
Here's like, here's how it is normally. Hey, Dave. Hey, Paul. How are you? Oh, hey. Hi. Shondell. Or in this case...
look where I ended up.
In this case, Jessica. Hi, I'm Buzz, and then he always strikes the pose. You know,
I think he did do that, actually.
Yeah, of course.
Good. You know,
you caught it.
Here's a warning. This is a warning sign. You know you're in trouble if he brings you a pack of almonds.
The whole box, I'm really in trouble.
Oh, my God. If he brings you the whole
case. Did he give you a box? Oh, look what he's got for you, Jessica.
See, and those aren't the kind that everybody else has. Those are Buzz's secret stash of smokehouse almonds.
That is a different kind.
See? Can only get those here, Jessica.
You can only get those in the newsroom.
There he is with that voice.
Look at it.
Hi there. Hi there. Oh, the cough is terrible. He's got all sorts of stuff over there. Legal and illegal. Grab some VapoRub. Oh, dear.
Wow. Well, nice meeting you, Jessica.
Jessica, thank you so much for coming on the show.
And listen.
Thank you for yodeling.
Please do not listen to Hughes when he tells you don't ever come back in here again. He's very uptight about people around the station being on the show. But screw him and the horse he rode to town on. Like I said to everybody, you will be here longer than he will.
Right.
So don't worry about it.
But be very careful. You know, this outgoing personality, you seem to have a really good attitude. You smile a lot. You say hi to people. You're showing a lot of your personality. You can't do that.
Oh, no, hold on. You know what we should do?
Let's just have an automaton around here.
Let's just have a bet right now. $5 a man.
When?
How long until her spirit is broken?
Oh, okay.
I'm going to bet it happens if anybody... I'll say before the end of this calendar year.
I was right with you on that one. So I'll go a little longer. I'll say she'll make it till the Super Bowl.
Okay, I'm going to say...
She will not have a triumphant spirit after the Super Bowl.
Before our Christ
eaten down
birthday, I believe. Before December 2-5.
Before Christmas.
Before Christmas, her spirit will be broken. Buzz?
I was going to say Thursday. Thursday.
Come on,
this
really?
Coming Thursday. No, seriously, I think she's been here a couple of weeks. I think Thursday.
A week from yesterday.
She'll be wise to us.
Rob?
Won't be broken, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Remember when this place used to be fun?
Right.
We're going back to that now.
Really?
And I like your attitude. I'm going to start it.
I hope you're right.
I am.
I hope you're right. What are you smoking?
I don't know.
Get out of here. Jesus Christ, this is a hole. You know it, Rob.
They'd have to fire 11 or 12 people and hire brand new people for that to happen.
We should bring back John Pop.
I want to tell you something. Working here, it's not like being in a shallow grave.
No.
You've got no chance of maybe digging your way out. I mean, you are 6 feet under.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, it's like a mafia thing. They put concrete. When you work here, not only are you in a grave, but they have built a patio on top of you.
You mean it's not going to be like Kill Bill Volume 2?
Correct.
Where she punches her way out of the box?
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
It ain't happening.
Definitely not.
But,
all right, you know what? Be who you are.
I am, all the time.
For as long as you can.
Don't let them break your spirit.
Hang on.
Prove all of us wrong.
At least till Thursday.
Except for Rob. Prove Rob right.
Thank you.
It won't happen. It won't happen. Tell me, has a paycheck bounced yet?
No. Not yet.
Wow.
Legit question.
Sure.
Legit question.
Absolutely.
Have you been gypped out of any overtime hours?
No.
Oh, come on. Y'all know there was a slight bit of hesitation.
Have you been to the CBS security department?
No.
You haven't been printed yet?
No.
Photographed?
No.
Okay.
What is your normal clock out time? You are, what, a 9-to-5-er?
No, about 7-ish.
7.
You leave about 7 p.m.?
Yeah.
What time do you arrive, honey?
It depends, since I'm traveling all the way from Glen Burnie, Maryland.
Oh, Glen Burnie, that's a haul.
Ooh. So what would it take you, like 2 hours to get here in the morning?
On a good day.
On a good day. So
is it really that long now from Glen Burnie?
With traffic, yeah. I left this morning about 5:45 and got here about 7:45.
What a great job.
My God.
Boy, I wish we could just switch jobs for a day. Your job sounds so great. You get to leave at 5:45 in essence.
Any plans of moving closer to the area?
Work a 12-hour a day.
I'm in the process of
it. And have these people just step on your throat and just suck the life out of you.
Well, it's great because out here you'll find plenty of opportunities to
doing it for you guys.
Throw yourself horribly into debt.
Well, don't bring us into it. Don't do anything for us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do it for yourself. My advice to you is you seem like a really nice, together, smart woman.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, get the hell out of here. listen to one of our sponsors, like Monster.com. One of those. You put the commercials in the log. Mike, sure. I got to read those goddamn things every day. And I know it almost verbatim right now. Do you hate your job? Go to Monster.com.
Run. And see, now you're working on breaking your spirit right there. You got to fake
it. No, it's definitely not going to break.
It's not going to break? Go and don't look back. That's good.
Bring me back. What, Super Bowl?
Oh, incidentally, if Mr. Johnson, Mr. Steve Johnson, if you walk by his office and you smell alcohol, just walk the other way. You never know what's going to happen. Walk fast. You never know what's going to happen. And he's like, Jessica! Come here!
Can I tell you one thing about Tim McWilliams?
Sure.
The singing salesman? You ever notice this with Tim? He's got this thing, he can't move his neck. I ain't kidding.
That's right.
You ever notice that with Tim?
Yeah.
Like if you're standing at 3 o'clock and you say, "Hey Tim," he turns his whole body.
And it's not because he has an injury or anything. It's just because he's sneaky.
It's the way he is. We've never seen him move his neck. I swear to God, it's always the entire body moves. You know, and it's awful in a party situation,
right?
Because he can't just stand there and have his head like on a swivel.
That's...
It's like, why are you turning your back to me, Tim?
He'll tell you it was some kind of accident or something. It's a gimmick. It's his gimmick. So don't trust him.
And also, he'll tell you he's mobbed up. Mm-hmm. He'll tell you, like, that he grew up with, what's his name?
Sammy Gravano.
Sammy
the Bull.
Sammy the Bull.
Oh, my.
That's his story. Who else can we tell you about?
Madonna.
Here? Yes, watch out for Madonna. Let me just say, don't cross her.
She's simply mean. She might do something like run over you in the parking lot, but you'll see it coming because she'll let you know. The sneaky one, the one you really have to be aware of, is Michelle.
Michelle Manzi?
She'll lay that baby talk crap on you and then sting you like a scorpion.
You know what? But if Michelle doesn't get like a piece of your hair or a personal item, she's powerless.
Yes, we have to tell you, Jessica, all of the women that work here are actually Wiccan priestesses. It is true.
Yeah,
it is a coven. It is a coven. They're all Satanists.
And the last thing that I'll ask you about the staff, Jag, our promotions director, who always wears festive headgear. Have you seen his flying carpet?
No.
You ever seen him come to work on his flying carpet?
No.
That's his theme song.
His commute's like 10 minutes.
Right.
He just hops on his flying carpet and he's right here.
Very little traffic. And Paul Gorgie, who's just up the hall here.
Yeah, let's talk about him.
Why?
There we go.
Okay, listen, can I talk to you privately for a second?
Okay.
Peace, hey. We call Paul Gorgie Ron Mexico. Are you familiar with Michael Vick, with the Atlanta Falcons?
I actually went to high school with him.
I hope you didn't have sex with him.
No.
Well, he has herpes, and he gets his meds under the fake name Ron Mexico.
Right.
I mean, I'm not making that up. That's true.
Where'd you read that up?
I have herpes as well. So I heard it at the meeting
at the clinic.
No, honey,
Paul Gorgie, fine-looking man until the outbreak. He gets one of his real bad operas. It looks like he's been in a strawberry fight.
And that's when he comes in when he's wearing his beekeeper's hat. You know that it looks awful.
He always like makes up some feeble excuse, like he was taking down some nests from his house or something like that. But it's really not. It's just covering his face. It's like chicken pox. It's a nasty cough.
Oh, you're coughing again.
Yeah.
And have you found a place to live?
No, I'm still looking.
You should talk to Jag because he has a real nice 4-bedroom bottle that he could rent you to live in.
It's fantastic. Very plush cushion down in the bottom.
You ever see like I Dream of Jeannie? It's something like that.
It's a 1-room bottle. But it's spacious.
It's a 4-room bottle.
Is it a 4-room? Oh, yeah.
Well,
he's divided it up. Yeah. He brought some of those dividers
from
the offices.
He's got some of those screens you get at Pier 1.
Absolutely.
Now, what would you like to ask us about the people who work here? Any questions?
Go ahead. I got to figure it out myself first.
We're an open book. Ask us about anything.
Miss Colette Harris at the front door. You know, the front desk up there?
Never F with her.
Fugitive.
Hey, alleged.
Second, sorry.
Alleged. Stop it.
Relocate it.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Here's what Mike's got to think about. Colette. Colette happens to be, baby's daddy. Mike is one of Colette's baby's daddies.
And proud of it. Very, very proud of it. I am.
You ever seen that little mulatto kid walking around that's got red hair? He's a black kid with red hair.
Looks like a red-haired Tiger Woods. Very, very happy.
That's the child that Mike and Cola had.
Picture that. I think he's beautiful. Stop laughing.
Then why don't you ever see young Jamal?
Because I only have
Jamal O'Meara.
So many hours in the day.
You know, Jamal can answer the phone in any celebrity dialect.
I know. It's incredible.
He's a chip off his old dad's block.
He is fantastic.
And you again.
Kind of a cross between Tiger Woods and Sinbad.
He's orangey.
Good looking. He's a wonderful kid.
And be honest, you wanted to name him Sinbad.
I did, but so she said no. And
she liked the name Jamal.
That's the way it goes. Did you know that I had fathered a baby with her?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Jamal Malcolm O'Meara.
Long, long time ago.
Many secrets.
Was that Theo?
Malcolm Jamal Warner.
That was it, right? Theo.
Malcolm Jamal O'Meara. No, it's Jamal Malcolm. We played with that. I don't see the boy. Not very often.
And be honest. It's Malcolm X. Jamal Malcolm X America. That was Colette's doing.
I had nothing to do with that.
I feel bad for him.
For him?
Mm-hmm.
I support him. Hey, he's well cared for as much as I can.
Mike's busy. Isn't he working at a bus boy?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Who's this?
This is a very special call. Hello, is this G. Gordon Liddy?
Yes, it is.
This is Regis Philbin. How are you?
Hey, Reg.
How are you, Gordon?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm 70 today.
Hey, big guy, I thought I was calling in for your 30th birthday.
The Don and Mike Show. Victims of laxative abuse, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
They know that I've done wrong when I've known this all along.
I know a lot of you enjoy when I read stuff off the internet.
Yes.
Because I'm such a good reader. When I find stuff that interests me, like J-Lo's, new baby head stuff.
baby head perfume.
And the feel goods. Yes. However, you should know that I get help on a lot of this. Everybody finds feel goods.
Yeah.
And a lot of them don't make the air.
Really?
And I just want to just...
They must be off.
Just call up.
I would imagine not to make the show would be...
They'd
have to be terrible.
Hi there, B.A.
Hey. I just said mainly mine. That's funny.
Yeah, well, no, always yours. For instance...
And then I find them on your desk the next day, and you go, thanks, really like them. I'll put them right here.
No, and I put them right there because...
You really should just put it right in the trash can.
Well, like, for
eliminate
instance...
Eliminate the middleman.
Just let me point out that it's, our wonderful producer, Beth Ann McBride.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. It's a mirror image, if you will, of how horrible our society is.
Yes, it is.
Polish toddler runs over family members in car. Now, now, Beth Ann, what's funny about that?
Well, they were Polish, and they ran over family members, and there was death. Don and Mike love death, and I just thought that would be good.
Beth Ann, don't get uptight about this. I don't think this is any reflection on you.
Are you sure?
She didn't even catch that one. She didn't even catch it.
I got it now, the reflection.
The reflection, there you go. And here's one that's, here you go. Woman admits lengthy sexual relationship with 8-year-old.
Now that was for Buzz, actually.
Oh, thank you.
I heard that in the news, Buzz. I just heard it.
You thought that would be good for the air?
Oh, yeah.
How could you look at yourself?
Police say the woman told the boy she doesn't want anyone but him. She wrote him a note that says, tomorrow it's supposed to rain. Come over to my house so we can F. Love ya. I want ya. This is
an 8-year-old.
A 30-year-old woman.
Oh, my God.
With an 8-year-old. And Beth Ann, Anyway, thanks, B.A.
We're not using either one of those.
No, we're not.
Thanks, Buzz.
And thank you, Buzz.
They will not see the light of air.
That's right. They will not, because those are disgusting.
They are terrible.
How do you look yourself in the mirror every morning? Really?
And every night.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
There she goes.
See, I don't think the lady protests too much, because as much as she doesn't like, as much as she says she doesn't like talking about what she does with the mirror, she just throws in that little caveat, every night.
Yeah.
Every
she's,
night.
She's fine.
And that sexual relationship, it couldn't really have been that ongoing that long. He's only 8.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She'd been banging him since he was 7.
Oh, my God.
That is wrong.
That's the story.
A 7-year-old?
I ask you, what's wrong?
Let's see where you draw your line in the sand, Rob.
What's wronger? That
wronger?
What's wronger?
I like that word. Let's start with your grammar.
What's wronger?
Wait, why use worse?
What's wronger?
What's wronger?
Which is what?
Which is worse?
Which is wronger?
But first, get a good education.
Yeah. Which, but really, which is worse?
Okay.
That. Or the incredible way you whore out your son on that commercial for the potato chips.
Oh, the 7-year-old thing is.
Do you have the commercial?
I can find it.
Can you pull it up very quickly?
Ah, yes, Lay's potato chips.
Very entertaining.
Which is wronger? I ask you. Uh-huh. The woman that, and I'll stick with it. I'm going to try to make that screw up. That
you're going
to
make it, you're going to own it?
Yeah, make it my own.
That's a good idea.
Try
wronger.
Try to pretend like I did it on purpose.
That's wrong and that's wronger.
I ask you, which is wrong? Which is wronger? A woman having sex with an 8-year-old,
mm-hmm.
or what Rob has done with his son here.
Hold on.
All of this for his love of a buck.
He likes the great American dollar as much as anybody.
You know, and listen, nobody whored out their family like I did. But understand, I did it for your entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't hear my kid on a commercial. And God knows, do you remember when Bart was getting old enough to speak?
Absolutely.
When they actually approached him and said,
constantly.
There are commercials, and I would say no, and he... God, Bart would go crazy. He'd say, Dad,
right.
I can make $100. Please, gotta do the commercial.
I remember when he turned 9 and they offered him that ad for Trim Spa.
He had to turn it down, though, because he had just got done having sex with a 30-year-old that lives
Jesus.
Next door. You find it yet?
Almost there.
Okay. While you're doing that, maybe you're listening to us in Lafayette, Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
or Lake Charles, or down in the Texas area, if you've got radio stuff back. Maybe you're listening to us on the Internet, and you were wondering what's going on with the hurricane situation.
Yes.
Hurricane Rita, Hurricane Katrina, and there's a new one now. Is it Stan? Is that the new one?
I'll check.
There is one.
There's a new one?
Yeah, there's a new one already.
I didn't even know that.
That's got the S name, and because that's where they are in the alphabet. FEMA. Rob, this is your last chance before we move on.
Okay, this is a great system. I've got it. Hold on.
You got it?
Yeah.
Come on, where's it coming up?
It's going to come up on number...
Pick a number.
Number four. Hold on.
We're ready to hear you whore out your son.
Yeah, it's going to be worth it.
You whore him like a bitch. You really do.
Are you ready?
You're the father of the year.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I was ready 5 minutes
ago. Hello. It's your old buddy, Rob Spiewak, from the Don and Mike radio show. And people come up to me all the time and they say...
And where's the part with your kids so we don't have to hear the whole commercial?
I would say you can mute it for about 20 more seconds. I provide... But I don't know why you would. I mean, we're talking all about the great products of Frito-Lay. It really can make your day happy.
Don't make me TiVo you.
Eating Lay's potato chips makes you happy. Who doesn't feel happy when you're eating Lay's potato chips? I ask you. I challenge you. Say the word potato chips right now and see if you don't smile.
You're a whore.
It's true, though. I see you smiling out there. Everybody loves Lay's potato chips. And when you're having a monotonous day at the office, why not treat yourself?
Where's your son on this
He's
night?
He's coming up. Right into one. See if it doesn't make your day better. I eat them all the time. I eat them with my children. Hey, Robert, do you like Lay's potato chips?
Yes, I do.
That's a good boy. Yeah. Yes, eating Lay's potato chips with my friends.
Did you hear Rob's come back? That's a good boy.
That's a good boy.
That's right. We'll stop by on the bank on the way home.
That's a good boy.
Yes, I do.
Anything to make a buck. Anything to make a buck. And he gets some of the money.
Right.
You saw him roll his eyes.
Here's a nice nickel for you.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Give him a shiny nickel.
Fantastic.
So if you've been impacted by the storm, I know FEMA got a lot of crap.
Mm-hmm.
That they weren't taking care of people.
Right.
They fired the guy that was the horsey man, the guy that raised Arabian horses.
Uh-huh.
We will now call... I'm not sure exactly where this is. If this is in Baton Rouge?
I think it's the actual national headquarters for FEMA.
All right. Anyway, here we go. Now, are they ready for the call? Like, is it okay to go on the air?
I hope
yes,
so.
They know your call.
All right, FEMA.
Good.
Here we go. It's a hurricane update for you.
Very good.
Office of FEMA.
Yes. This is the Don and Mike show. You're on the air right now. We were supposed to talk to somebody about the hurricane.
Oh, you want to speak to the national director?
Yes, please.
Hold, please.
Oh, good. You're right to the top.
Hello?
Is this FEMA?
Yeah. Who's this?
This is the Don and Mike show.
This is the national headquarters of FEMA.
Yeah, hi, this is the Don and Mike show.
What?
This is the Don and Mike radio show.
Don!
Yes.
Don Geronimo?
Yes.
It's me!
Who?
Charlie!
Oh. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Don.
Charlie.
I'm working for FEMA now. How you been?
Fine.
Man, what a disaster.
Yeah.
When did you get hired by FEMA?
About a week ago. Uh-huh. They kicked the other guy out. It was really bad. We've been up marshmallow fluff and chocolate milk and circus peanuts for 2.5 days.
Charlie?
No problem.
Charlie?
Those are the two words I say most all the time.
What, no problem?
No problem. Hmm.
Charlie, can
John?
You... Yes, Charlie?
Haven't been feeling very well.
Oh, no. Oh, no, Mike.
Not again, Charlie.
Oh, God. Can't see Charlie anymore.
Is it...
God.
Is it Mike?
This is Mike.
Mike.
I can't see Charlie anymore.
Okay.
I'm getting old, Don.
No,
that's what it is.
You burned the candle with both ends.
I didn't... I got 10 hours of sleep. My resume has been under consideration for months. Do Charlie, they always say. And I'm trying. I'm trying all the time.
Forget this, Mike.
Listen to Charlie.
Bye, Charlie.
Bye, Don.
Forget this.
That's so sad.
That's so sad. What's gonna happen? What, Mike?
Hello?
There you go. I'm sorry.
Jeez. It's like a Three Stooges short after Curly had the stroke.
You know what? I don't know. Charlie, I think Charlie is really in rough shape.
You said that 3 years ago and you came strong.
I know. That surprised me that time.
Charlie.
What did you do last night?
I went to sleep at 9:45.
Rubber balls and liquor.
What did you do for school? What did you have for lunch?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What are you going to do after school today?
Rubber balls and liquor.
That's true. It makes no sense.
I know, it makes no sense.
I don't know.
It was a great joke. So, Charlie, what's wrong with Mike's voice?
I'm not really sure, you know. I think perhaps he's had too many late nights.
John! Yes, Charlie?
He quit smoking.
I know he did, but he didn't quit drinking.
No, he didn't.
Now,
listen to what happens when you bring that up. John.
Yes, Charlie.
Don't make him do that. Don't make him do that.
Charlie, I can't make Mike do anything. He's a grown man.
FEMA. FEMA. But now listen to that. You see what happened?
What happened, Charlie?
Wow. It's like a bad train.
Yes.
Here comes the Charlie train, pulling into Froggy Station.
Oh, my God.
Charlie train coming into Froggy Station.
See, and I should have known something was up when you answered as, like, a fake voice.
Well, no, that was really, I was actually just doing that. You know, I was totally confident in the Charlie. I thought it was going to be fun.
I'll burn brightly just before the light goes out. Charlie train.
Charlie goes from being sick to not being sick, though.
Yes, I know.
Because he can talk like this. But if he relaxes, he sounds like this.
I see.
Can you do the grown-up voice?
Of course I can.
Well, that's good.
Sort of.
How long can you maintain the Charlie grown-up voice?
I think I could do it for a while. It depends. This is as new to me as it is to you.
Let me try the hotline again.
Joe, could I get a glass of water, please?
Okay, hold on. I'm going to call you back on the hotline.
Okay.
So now try it in the grown-up voice and see if... Okay, we're going to call FEMA now to see what their answer is.
Hello. You've reached FEMA. The FEMA organization. How are you?
Who is this?
This is Mr. Stewing Stavlock. Who's calling, please?
Charlie, it's Don. I mean...
Yes, Don.
Mike.
Do you have any questions about our recent disaster relief?
Mike?
Anything we can help you with?
Do you think we should permanently change Charlie's voice?
Not really. I just got my water and I'm feeling better now.
Ah.
Everybody's going to get an MRE. An MRE and $2,000.
Wow.
Yes, sirree. We got it all in control.
But, if you have any more questions, you could file them with our receptionist and give them to me.
All right, thank you, Charlie.
Charles Stewing Stavlock.
Thank you, Charlie.
I talk softly, it's better.
This hasn't, Charlie.
I lost some of the debit cards. Goodbye.
Bye, Charlie. Bye-bye.
I don't know. I just don't know.
What if one day
hello.
You are?
Hello, hello,
what if
hello.
One day you really are on that voice box?
Yeah, well,
I know we kid about that a lot.
You know what we'll do? We'll take advantage of it.
Can we play a game? Nick or team?
Well, thank you, Mike. Thank you, Charlie.
Charlie is doing fine, and I predict Charlie will have another comeback. He will. He will.
This week?
Yes.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. You check in with Charlie? No. No way.
See, you're thinking about what you're going to be doing this week.
That's right. Well, I'm thinking about tomorrow night, right? No. Charlie, don't ask for Charlie on Thursday.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I don't want to make this fatal like in New Orleans where they said to, you know, put your Social Security number on your arm.
Exactly.
Do you have any relatives that we could train
to do Charlie?
To play the role of Charlie?
You know, I think perhaps I'll start working the kids into it and see if I can train them. I know Elizabeth.
Catherine or Elizabeth?
Catherine's really not the first choice for that. Either one of them could do it. I think Catherine or Elizabeth. So we'll work on the Charlie voice this weekend.
And listen, let's not take Carla out of this equation.
I don't think she could do it. I really don't think.
She's young.
She is. A younger, better voice.
But you see, Charlie's here.
Yes.
But you hear he's just a little raspy. Can you hear that at the end?
Yeah. Yes.
Can you hear that?
Yes.
And if he's really, like, tired, well, that sounds like that.
But it's really, Mike is tired.
But Mike got a good night's sleep.
That's what I keep hearing.
He really did.
But there's a difference between restless sleep and passing out.
If you'd asked for Charlie yesterday, no way. No way, Jose.
When did we first start talking about this? Was it last week one day? And I remember when I brought it up last week, you were on that day, you were in perfect Charlie voice.
This is true. And I thought I would be today, but I just...
Hold on a second.
Maybe it's the ragweed.
Charlie update. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello?
Yes, hello, Tom.
Hey, is Charlie there?
Yes, he's right here, Tom.
Hey, what are you doing?
How are you?
Good.
Do the monster. Do the parrot.
Here's the replacement.
La, la, la.
La, la,
la. La, la,
Tom, 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 how would you like to be the new Charlie?
Good.
Would you really like to be the new Charlie?
Yes.
Okay, let's start. Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
What's your last name?
Charlie Stubbock.
Tom.
Yes.
Hey, Tom. I'm ill.
You're ill.
Call me in the hospice.
Charlie's in the hospital.
No, the hospice.
Hospice.
Yes. Spell hospice.
I don't know.
Spell it.
How do you spell sick?
Hello?
How do you spell sick, Tom?
S-I-C-K.
He knows that. Shocker that he knows that one.
That's on his forehead, backwards, so he can read it in the mirror.
I tell you, it's a sad day when I got this guy pulling me out of the bed.
All right, bye, Tom.
Bye, Tom.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Here he is. The next Charlie.
Good to hear from him.
Charlie, the next generation.
What a great run.
And now...
What a great run it's been.
Yes.
Somebody tells me, you know, what is that thing, Buzz, where they take a TV show and they don't cancel it? They put it on hiatus, but they give it some type of name. It's not... Is it hiatus?
Hiatus is what they do.
Charlie's
on hiatus.
Charlie will be on hiatus until further notice.
Until Mike gets his social schedule figured out.
Thank you very much. And look for me next year on the telethon.
One of whose kids will you be?
I'm going to be Charlie's kid. Charlie's kid!
One of Mike's kids.
Help!
We're here on the telephone to remember the great talent that was Mike O'Mara.
How are you? Now it's back again. What's wrong with me?
We'll be right back.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
Becoming a father, huh?
Yeah.
We've been waiting over 3 years.
Really?
Oh, yeah. How about you?
About a month.
A month, that's all?
Well, I'm something of a famous radio personality. I guess that greased the wheels a little.
Bill's a plumber.
Hey, my name's Bill, too.
Oh, we have a lot in common.
Yeah, sure we do.
The Don and Mike Show.
daily 4-hour salute to all you filthy sea bags. Don and Mike.
Let me tell you about this. He's a guy who lives in Tampa.
Yeah.
His name is Randy. Now, Mike.
I'm sorry.
Mike, he tells us he's straight.
Okay.
He's 50. His name is Randy. He lives in Tampa Bay.
50.
And he is Peter Pan.
The real living Peter Pan.
Though. And his webpage is pixieland.org/Peter Pan.
Uh-huh.
And when you go in there, you see a giant picture of him in a Peter Pan outfit, and it says, be a pixie.
Yes. Here he is now.
He's 50.
50 years old. Doesn't he look younger?
Two words, highly disturbing. Okay, this is a guy, a 50-year-old man, wearing a Peter Pan outfit.
Hi
and,
there.
And as you dive into his website, you're going to find a lot of Peter Pan-related stuff.
It's all about the tights.
And the guy is, are you calling him up now?
No, I'm not. You want me to? I wanted to make sure you set it up.
No, that's plenty. All right. I mean, what else do I have to say?
Well, I want to talk to Pam.
Buzz,
another picture.
Would you read some stuff off that front page? Click back to the page you were just on. You saw the picture.
Let me just pick up in the middle, if I could, please. A part that I found that I liked. Unfortunately, this society has defied the gender boundaries they've established, especially the rules of what boys should and should not enjoy doing.
Oh, my.
This is why little girls are praised for interest in boyish activities, but boys who do the opposite are seldom tolerated.
This is
part of his message.
And he's not gay.
No.
Yeah, correct.
But he is looking for a Tinkerbell.
Apparently. He has many hobbies and interests, Mike. He also writes on the website, I know this makes me a very silly boy.
Yeah.
And check out that picture.
There's a new picture.
It looks like a nice cod piece he's wearing.
You know who he looks like? He looks like the...
Joe Phillips.
With a little bit of that... who's that gay guy that goes on the Today Show to talk about...
Cujo.
Stephen Cujo?
Cujo. I think, yeah, Cujo and Emo Phillips.
Uh-huh. Definitely Emo Phillips.
Definitely Emo. And his website, like I said, is pixieland.org/Peter Pan.
Right.
The homepage. Of Peter Pan. And joining us now from Tampa Bay, here is Randy. Randy Konstam. Randy, am I pronouncing that last name correctly?
That's right.
Randy, I think we've said what you're all about. You're a 50-year-old guy. You love Peter Pan. You dress up in a Peter Pan suit.
Wait a minute, I'm 5. I don't count second digits anymore.
Ah, yes, you're 5.
5 years
okay.
old.
Okay. Well, then, see. Fine.
You love Peter Pan. You love everything that he stands for.
Do you fancy yourself as a pixie, an elf, or a fairy?
Yes, I do.
All of them?
All of them.
There's another picture, Mike, of Randy on his website.
This is from his fashion page. Yeah. All kinds of costumes.
Randy, the first question... And please don't take offense. The first question, are you on any, like, list? You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to have a sign in your front yard.
No,
okay.
I don't have
and to. You don't have to. Okay, and the authorities have never asked you to. And are you straight? Not that it matters to us if you're gay or not, but are you gay or straight?
I only like girls.
You only like girls.
Huh.
And that,
okay.
All right, why the compulsion? I'm looking at some of the fashions that you have. Why do you like to wear these outfits?
Well, it's an expression of a childlike nature and of of androgyny. Mm-hmm. And I think that there'd probably be a whole lot more people doing stuff like that if they weren't worried about what people might say about them.
So if you're in your local Kentucky Fried Chicken standing in line and someone can't tell whether you're a man or a woman, that's okay with you.
Oh, if they ask if I'm a boy or a girl, I just say yes.
Now, what about the picture Buzz has just pulled up? You're wearing what appears to be like a pink fairy outfit.
And your hands are at the same position every time. They're kind of out to the side and curled up.
That's my little flying pose, yeah.
Your curtsy pose, right?
Now, are you a silly boy?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, let me ask you this. Are you into Michael Jackson? Do you like Michael Jackson?
I liked his music. I don't know if we share much in common.
No, I wasn't inferring that you like boys like he does, but he likes Peter Pan. He named his place after Peter Pan.
Neverland Ranch.
Right.
What makes you a silly boy, Randy?
I think just that I like to, you know, how most people talk about, well, you got to get in touch with your inner child. I just, once in a while, get in touch with my inner adult when I have to, but I like to be a child by default.
Do you still take ballet lessons?
No, I can't find a place down here in Tampa, Florida that'll teach adult ballet lessons, but I'm trying to get enough girls together to have a little class, and maybe I will.
How many Peter Pan suits do you have?
Well, I don't know, maybe about six. I have many different costumes that are like childlike in nature and pixie-like and stuff. But
you wear them out of your house? You wear them like out in public?
It depends where I'm going. If I'm just going shopping, I might just have like a Peter Pan-ish kind of look. But if I'm going to wear like tights and colors and hats and stuff, I'll do that to go out clubbing and stuff. Or
you'll do it to go out clubbing. Does that outfit work for you when you're out there trying to meet women?
Sure it does.
Now really, here's a serious question. Have you gotten laid because you're Peter Pan with a girl?
I don't kiss and tell, but I do all right.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, because it says here the character of Peter Pan is asexual, so...
I think that I found that, I know this is kind of like anathema to most guys, but it seems to me that most of the women I meet like honesty and they appreciate that flexibility and somebody that's not so hung up, so it works. Not looking to attract everybody in the world.
I don't know why I'm asking you this question, but who's your favorite movie actor?
I like Johnny Depp. He's been scoring high marks.
That's probably why I asked.
Because he stole my haircut in Charlie Wonka.
Charlie Wonka. It's a great movie, Charlie Wonka.
Do you like Clay Aiken?
Who's that? No.
Okay. When you were on a bunch of late night shows, who treated you better, Conan or Jimmy Kimmel?
Oh, well, Jimmy Kimmel is just like, you know, he's just looking for a thrill factor. And so, I mean, I just made the best of the show.
Were you a thrill? Were you a thrill for Jimmy?
Guy. He was really trying to be positive about it and, you know, give us both the most opportunity to make people smile. And that's what it's really about.
Are you ever concerned? Well, first off, how much interaction do you have with kids?
Not all. I know a lot of ladies that have children.
Do you, when you're out, say, grocery shopping, do you notice that maybe mothers bring their children just a little closer to them when you're near them?
That they do what?
Don't worry about it. You know, I just, do you like kids?
Yeah, a little bit. Sometimes they get on my nerves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. That's good to hear.
Have you ever been married?
Yeah.
Are you married currently?
No.
Why'd the marriage break up?
Was it the Peter Pan fetish?
We just grew apart.
Yeah.
You grew apart.
Have you always been Peter Panning?
Was she your Wendy?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I've been doing this since I probably was about 20 years old, on and off.
Now, is this how you make your living?
I'm looking for a way to be Peter Pan for a living. I'm looking to release a CD of music in about 3 weeks, and the music I have on the website now has gotten a good response, so who knows?
Now, is it original music?
It's all original. There's one song that's a cover. I bought the rights to do I Won't Grow Up from the original Mary Martin play, and I got the permission from the Great Ormond Street Hospital in England to be Peter Pan on the record.
Could we impose on you for maybe just a little a cappella?
I Won't Grow Up?
No, I think I'd overload the phone a little bit.
All right, here's a trivia question for you. Who's the swiniest swine in the world?
Captain Hook.
Yeah. Never thought I'd be able to work that into the show, Rob.
Do you prefer...
I mentioned somebody in political office, but I don't want to take sides.
Okay.
Do you prefer animated Pan or Sandy Duncan?
Oh, to look at? I'll take Sandy Duncan.
I mean, for pure Peter Pan aficionadoism, do you like the animated Peter Pan or Sandy Duncan?
I think I like live actors better. I'm very, I really enjoyed the recent Jeremy Sumter one. It's nice to see that they revived the story and, you know, redid it with a real kid. And
hold on. We've got some of your music here from your website. This is your music, right?
That's some of the jazz, but the CD is not going to have any of the jazz on it. I'm going to have more of the contemporary stuff. Right above that is one called Deb's Move and another called Mercy for Madness. Those
smooth jazz
CD.
So when you make your smooth jazz music, do you wear your Peter Pan outfit?
I certainly intend to. And so maybe I'll have to put together a band and call it Peter Pan's Pixie Land Band and see what happens.
Besides the standard green tights, what is your favorite outfit to wear?
I have a similar outfit in purple that's kind of called the Purple Pixie. I've got like about 8 variations of that.
The purple
I really like the blue boy. I like the Little Lord Fauntleroy.
Hold on. Let me just tell you, for future interviews, strike blue boy.
That's what he calls it on the website.
It's a Bad Touch magazine.
Yeah, it is.
Well, who cares? Before that, it was a famous painting by Gainsborough, and I'm totally like anti, like, oh, I don't want to be associated with something or somebody. You know what?
Sure.
Let people think what they want to think. I'm just going to live my life.
Right. Have you ever been evaluated?
Evaluated for what?
Psychiatric problems.
No, I think I would drive a psychiatrist nuts.
So you have not a real job. You're trying to be Peter Pan full time. What are you doing to pay the rent month to month until you're able to be a full time Peter Pan?
I'm a software designer and an electronic designer, and I've been had my own business for several years, and it's working out pretty good.
You know, this guy's voice is very deceiving. If you're just hearing
him, sounds kind of like a tough New York guy.
If you're just hearing him on the radio, I mean, really, you got to go. It's pixieland.org/1word Peter Pan.
And I have to apologize whenever people want to bring me on, especially a radio show where you can't see me, because they say, "I'm sorry, I don't sound like a pixie. I sound like a New York cabbie. I can't do anything about it."
Yeah, we have been on the website and seen a picture of you. How tall are you? I'm curious about that.
Just about 6.
6 feet. 6 foot Peter Pan.
Do you,
in the backyard.
Let me ask, do you like,
that's the blue boy.
There's a wonderful picture of you.
Well, you've done the painting justice,
yeah,
Randy.
In the blue boy outfit. Do you like NASCAR? Do you like football? Do you like Jack Daniels? Do you like Marlboro cigarettes?
Smoke anymore. At least I don't smoke tobacco. I love Jack Daniels. Not much into NASCAR.
Are you big?
I'm not a big sports fan. I guess I'm more of a sissy that way. I guess I'm more into ballet.
Are you big into weed, though?
Not so much anymore.
Yeah.
Tried up.
I would think that
good
that
answer.
I would think that that or alcohol maybe would fuel part of this.
Sure. That's the nearest. All that fuels it, my friend, is, look, we all got crazy dreams kicking around inside of us, and most of us leave it go and just, you know, grow up and move on to other things. And
my friend,
it's important to be responsible, but you got to be able to have fun. You got to be who God made you to be.
And pass on grass.
You know what? This may be one of the more unique people we've spoken to. It's Peter Pan. He does sound like a New York cabbie.
We've got a couple of calls for you, if you don't mind. Hello, Kevin, you're on with Peter Pan. Kevin.
Hey, dude, I got a question for Peter Pan, man.
You're on the air.
Yeah, go ahead. Talk to Peter Pan, Kevin.
No. Peter, I'm sorry.
I guess.
Nobody! Oh, who is Nero?
That guy's an idiot, that caller.
Who is Jack the Ripper? Nobody! Who's the swiniest swine in the world?
Would you please evaluate the talent of that? How old were you there, Mike?
8.
Of that 8-year-old boy.
In this wonderful world.
Not bad.
Not bad. Can I tell you that 8-year-old boy has grown up to be the 46-year-old man that I'm looking at, and he would like nothing better than to put on his Captain Hook suit.
I'm ready to put on my hook right now. I'm excited about it.
We got a pirate fest down here.
I'll bet. I'm there. You and I will hang out, Randy.
All right, let's try another call for Peter Pan. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, what's happening?
Hi.
I am a huge... I found this guy in college. Man... I want to ask you about his acid use, if he still does any acid anymore.
Do you?
I didn't even know you could get any anymore. I thought it was long gone in the 70s.
Oh, man. And hey, has he found a new tink yet?
A Tinkerbell.
I've had more tinks than I can handle. I think I better take down that page.
It's a lot of tink. Wow.
Do you got tink stink?
Thing.
You know, here's the thing. You sound normal. You could be like a regular caller on the show, a guy who we would just talk about guy stuff with, but then you go to the website
and you see the blue boy outfit.
Dude, really? Seriously? What's up with you dressing up in these
It's fun, man. It's like it's very androgynous. It's like you can be feminine and masculine and childlike at the same time. I just born with a mixed bag of feelings, and I think it's very good and healthy to just let them out in creative ways.
Do you enjoy being a fancy lad?
Sometimes, yeah.
Do you make your own uniforms?
Oh, yeah. You can't, unfortunately, you can't go into Walmart and find, like, the adult baby boy section.
Unfortunately.
It's very hard to find.
All right, baby boy. Now, you mentioned that.
There's a baby blue boy on there, too. Have you seen it?
No. Yes. We got to see that.
It's you in a baby outfit?
It's a baby version of...
You're not in a diaper.
It's simply baby blue. Let me see if I can bring it back up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, now, we've interviewed other people from that lifestyle on the show, too.
You don't wear diapers, do you?
No,
you're
no.
Not,
I'm a little bigger boy than that.
Okay. Here's the baby blue.
Let's see.
As opposed to the royal blue that you saw.
That looks like what Alice wore on the Brady Bunch.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I've been told it's a little more like a boy version of Alice in Wonderland or something.
Hello, Ben.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Ben.
Little boy peep.
Don and Mike Show. Hello, Ben.
Childhood when he was growing up, or what's the deal here?
What was that, sir?
Was he denied a childhood when he was growing up?
Good question.
Like Michael Jackson.
Right.
Yeah. No, good question. I had a great childhood. My dad was a wonderful guy. He was a... He was a lead toy designer in several companies up in the New York area when that was an American industry.
He must be proud of you now.
And it was a good time growing up.
And so you had a normal childhood.
And I don't know if I was any normaler then than I am now, but I was having just as much fun.
There's another picture of you wearing one of those
baby blue
boy outfits, sitting on like a ye olde big stuffed chair.
I bet you do, Randy. I bet you do real well with the baby blue outfit when you go out to the clubs.
I guess, a lot of girls want me to turn around when I'm dancing.
A couple more calls for Peter Pan. Hello, Jason. Don and Mike Show.
What's up, guys? I'm wondering, what is this guy's happy thought?
What's his what? You can ask me something. What's your happy thought?
Your happy thought? You know, Peter Pan, you got to think of a happy thought.
I have a lot of happy thoughts, and my happiest thought is that as time goes by, and maybe I can help this, maybe we all could help it, we can get to a world where people are less inclined to judge each other and more inclined to just celebrate our differences and go out and live our lives instead of, you know, get on buses full of kids and blowing themselves up because, you know, everybody else is wrong and different. That's what it all means.
Yeah.
That was a moving speech.
What's that outfit you're looking at right there?
One of his clubbing outfits. One of the outfits he wears to go clubbing. You seem to be very politically active with
There's a page on there called Pixie Friends. Not Pixie Friends, I'm sorry, Out and About, and there's a lot of clubbing pictures on there.
Do you plan to run for any kind of political office?
You know, somebody submitted me for the governor of California
a couple
years back when like everybody in the world was in the running, and unfortunately, I guess I got in a little bit too late.
All right, one more call for Pete, for Double P. Hello, Bud, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, I'd like to ask Peter Pan a question. When you
another kiss and tell question. Everybody's mind is in the gutter.
Had to dump that out. Do you have any fairy dust?
Is it legal to talk about that?
All right, listen. You know what we're going to have to do is reschedule you, and if you've got the time, let our audience go to your website.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Maybe get you back on the show in a week.
Yeah, you're an interesting guy.
There's a lot of people listening now are in their cars, and they're going to have to go to your site tonight.
Let's reschedule him when his CD comes.
All right. Yeah. Why don't you do that? Because I've got, as a matter of fact, I'm just finishing up the artwork and I got to get this CD out for duplication, and I'll have them by the end of the month. And the two songs, like I said, above the jazz sections are samples of, you know, some of the style. I'm a bit retro. It's all going to sound like a bit dated.
The picture does not match the voice.
Be on it, and that way we can help each other out.
And you should mention the spelling of Pixie, because it could go both ways.
www.pixyland.org/ Peter Pan.
Yeah, or you could get there just peterpan.pixieland.org.
And if you pop Peter Pan into a search engine, do you come up to?
I come up pretty much above Disney, above Peter Pan bus lines, pretty much.
I'll bet.
There you go.
And it's done well. We're raising over $1,000 for kids' charities each of the last 3 years.
That's what they all say. Have you heard from the Disney people?
Well, only good things from their employees. They don't own Peter Pan at all.
Oh, really?
Ah, you're a lucky man. Otherwise, they drag you right into court.
And what's that picture page you're on there, Buzz?
From the Out and About page that he mentioned just a moment ago. This is out clubbing with some friends.
I like the little schoolgirl outfit you're wearing, too.
Oh, that's cool.
Plaid skirt, yeah.
Okay, dude. Well, there he is. He's 50. His name's Randy. He's
going to be 52 in November.
52 years young, wow.
He's from Tampa, and he's a real Peter Pan. Go to his website, and we'll discuss him more when his album comes out. Thanks for being on the show, Pete. Hold on, please.
Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you.
Wow. As I say once again, the pictures do not match the voice at all.
No.
I told you, the greatest thing I've ever seen on the internet. And I had no idea that the guy's voice was like, how you doing?
What's happening with you? You doing all right there? This is my flying pose, which looks like a broad curtsying.
Really? Go to the website.
Very strange.
You know, it was too disturbing for me. Oh, hold on. Who's calling on the hotline? Hello?
Hey, it's Joe.
Joe Arninger?
Yeah.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
I think I'm all done.
Right. The fact that I had not gone back to you in the last hour would indicate that. Thank you. Oh. Goodbye, Joe.
You weren't going to just leave him out there.
Joe was getting anxious.
What the hell?
Oh, you'd abandoned him.
He was getting anxious. He really was.
I was going to say...
you were shocked.
That you got to go see the pictures, mm-hmm. And you got to go to the website.
You can't appreciate this guy unless you see his photograph.
Yeah, yeah, I just put a final nail in. Pan is delighted. Pan is going to send us an album. And Pan is excited because things are changing now with the internet. Anyone can sell music. You don't have to have a big deal with one of the big labels.
Can't imagine, seriously, the tinks he's going to get.
Oh, my God.
You know, after being on this show.
You'll want to wear two condoms.
Of course, we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, yo, man, come hit this right here. You need to hit this.
Oh, yeah. Hit that. No, I appreciate it, but I told my wife I wouldn't drink tonight. Besides, I got a big day tomorrow. But you guys have a great time.
A big day? Doing what?
Well, actually, pretty nice little Saturday. We're going to go to Home Depot. Yeah, buy some wallpaper, maybe get some flooring. Stuff like that. Maybe Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know. I don't know if we'll have enough time.
You and me.
The Don and Mike Show. The show with more comedy and less moonbeds. Don and Mike.
Well, you know, part of it is the fact that it's the world. Is that Billy?
Yeah, boy, Billy's back.
Part of it, because we're late today.
Oh,
part of it is the fact that it's on TV.
Is he going to tell us to get a watch today? Is that a guy?
I think so. Billy?
Keep an eye on your watch. 9 minutes late.
There you go.
Oh, dear.
I know it's my fault.
We need a new one.
Did Rob tell you I'm sorry?
Rob said you were sorry.
I was. Did you know I was sitting here in the room with him, and I just I just didn't have the guts to pick up the phone myself and say, hey, dude, I'm late today.
But you know what? See, it's when you're late, that means things are rocking.
Yeah. Oh, and they were. Billy.
True.
You don't know. We've had a rocking show today. Here is Billy Bush from Access Hollywood tonight. NBC4 at 7:30 and DC everywhere else. Chuck, your local listings. Mike, how about some breaking news from Billy Bush?
Yeah, absolutely.
First, Billy, did you hear about the Peterson thing?
What happened? I've been tracking and I've been taping all day. I see him on the screen.
Well, the death penalty. The verdict was unanimous.
Good thing.
Yeah.
There we go.
So, now.
Later, buddy.
Here is the bulletin from Billy Bush. Dick Clark is not doing the Rockin' New Year's Eve. Mike, can you guess who the replacement is?
Oh, Tony Danza.
No.
Buzz.
Billy Bush.
No.
Billy.
I was passed over.
Lay it on us.
Regis.
It's Regis.
Oh, my God.
Nobody rocks like Regis.
Oh, my God. Regis.
You know what? And because I love being honest with you guys, not only did everyone get passed over and Regis gets the gig, but I got passed over to host the Apprentice finale in favor of Regis as well, an ABC guy.
You are kidding.
Oh, my God.
Regis will be, because Trump loves Regis.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, if Regis breaks wind, Trump is the first guy to get it in a bottle.
And Regis is a guy who will do anything.
I like that bottle.
Like fireflies. He loves the Reach.
Oh my God.
Now
just America loves mediocrity.
Reach hosted Trump's birthday party in Atlantic City in his casino, not on TV.
True. Yeah. Well, that's why he gets the gigs,
so,
right?
The question here is, why is Reach so available?
But what about the network politics? You're right. If anybody doesn't know, Regis works for Disney. That his whole show is owned by Disney. The Apprentice is owned by NBC.
It's Billy, a company called Buena Vista.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Billy works for NBC.
Yeah.
So NBC, they got to be thrilled that they got an ABC guy doing their NBC show, right?
ABC's got to be loving it because ABC's on fire. Look at this. I mean, Lost, Desperate Housewives. They've got even everything seems to be finally going right for ABC. Now they're so good. NBC was number one last year mm-hmm. and it's fallen, you know, considerably. We can all admit that. And mm-hmm. and now ABC's loving us. They've got one of their guys hosting NBC.
Yeah.
But now because Trump basically wanted his way. I mean, Burnett had other things in mind for that finale.
I can almost see Regis doing the Times Square thing because that's the kind of like parade float Al Roker kind of mamby-pamby thing that would be cool. But as far as doing The Apprentice, I would think that they want a little bit more of an edge.
Well, I mean, I think the thinking is you know, with Trump is the bigger the name that he can get hosting this thing, and our Reach is, you know, just extremely likable and
yeah, but Billy, come on,
very safe. There's a lot of big. Remember the advertisers this year.
But let's be honest, though. I mean, really, if you're looking for a big name for the finale of The Apprentice,
right?
I mean, how far below 200 do you have to go till Regis's name pops?
Well, and also, I hope he memorizes the way the game works.
Let's bring them all back. Let's see who we got here. Amorosa. Oh, no, that was last year. All right. There it is.
And this Dick Clark thing. He has to have been waiting for Dick Clark to die to get this gig. Right? I mean, really, Regis has probably been praying.
Hey, Joy, the phone call just came in. He's not going to recover from the stroke.
Come on.
All right. Yeah, I know. You got to be nice.
Yeah, but come on. It's funny.
I think it's very funny, though.
It's great.
10, 9, 8, 7, 4.
Kiss me, Gelman.
3, 2. Gelman, this is our big deal.
How sick
is Dick Clark?
Dick Clark is fine. It's just too. He's just his wife who doesn't want him to do it. But he's doing great. He's not that severely injured. Nancy O'Dell was supposed to fill in for him to announce the Golden Globes this morning, but of course the other entertainment shows went bonkers when they found out that Nancy would be doing it.
You know, I happen to watch.
There's more politics.
Dick Clark.
Politics everywhere, man.
Yeah, I happen to watch the Golden Globe announcements today, and Drea, is it Drea?
Drea was
she was all of, I'm up at 5 o'clock in the morning doing this.
She's got morning voice as it is. You know? she's like, and the nominees for best actor are.
Brendan Fraser, Mira Sorvino seemed kind of like, hey, they were giving it their best effort. Drea was just like, get me back into the car and take me back home.
I need a cigarette and a balcony right now.
a little weather beaten, didn't she?
She was tired. It was obvious she'd had maybe an evening before.
Yeah. All right, Billy Bush, who now has a watch, and we have a watch.
Big action tonight on the Golden Globe nominations. I was in Terry Hatcher's living room having a ball. We were all over the place.
You're a lucky guy.
Up to the She's a very beautiful woman. Had her 40th birthday and looking so strong.
Lottery winner, Billy Bush.
Yeah.
Tonight, he'll have this. Oh, and also the box office from the weekend. You know, I saw Ocean's 12, and I loved the first one. I didn't think Ocean's 12 was that great, Billy.
It somehow topped 11.
It did better in its first weekend than Ocean's 11 did.
Right? Yeah, fourth best of all time. $41 million is big.
Wow. It's big. You're cool. All right, what can I say? You're a lottery winner. You're Billy Bush. You're on Access.
Thank you,
Hollywood tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll be on time, I promise.
Don and Mike, thank you very much.
All right, dude. See ya.
Bye-bye.
What happened there?
He's gone. We no longer need the music.
I guess so.
As soon as Billy hangs up the music, leaves.
He's tight, bright. He's out of sight.
That's actually coming from Hollywood, guys.
You, my friend.
Yeah.
How are your best voices always done when you say something like that during the commercial? We're saying it now on the air. You should work on that. You could own Billy Bush in 5 minutes.
Would you like Billy Bush for For Jeopardy guys?
You've already got it.
Yeah, fantastic. I was just scratching off a lottery ticket. I got another one. Look at this. All right. I get to go to Terry Hatcher's house.
Yeah.
And she's hot, guys. 40 and beautiful. Already got it, Don.
Yeah, I know you do.
Already taking care of you.
I know you
just do. Just had to move it away from Alan Thicke. Alan Thicke's just a little more severe.
Oh, that's too great.
Oh, man.
Well, you should do that tomorrow when he calls it DM.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, how you doing, guys? Yes, sir. Listen to this. Regis Philbin. Yeah, absolutely. I fell in a sewer and came up with two gold watches.
Lottery winner.
Billy Bush here.
Billy wow. Bush.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. He's
thank
good.
You for that.
Do that tomorrow. That's killer. I know good.
And that's good.
Let's see. What did Billy Bush not mention?
Probably a lot of stuff.
I didn't say it like him. I swear to God, I tried not to.
No, but you said it like you. But still, it was like the worst segue. I mean, you're trying to add like the worst. I don't know what might he not have talked about.
It would have worked better if I stayed in the Billy Bush character.
Probably a few things you've got, Don.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm trying to stop though. You know, I get kind of obsessive on it.
It's okay.
So I understand that. You probably got a lot of things that I can't say.
Hey, who's filling in for Dick Clark?
Regis Philbin. Yeah, guys, can you believe that? Oh, wow. Regis Philbin. Also, yeah, they passed over me, and he's going to be doing The Apprentice too.
Who were you with last night?
Who was that? Terry Hatcher. It's lottery winner Billy Bush. She's still beautiful at 40. Absolutely, guys.
You know, my wife had one of those magazines out.
Magazine?
I think it was The Sun, where they had the entire expose, like 8 glossy pages of stars looking bad without their makeup.
Right.
Of course, the beast from the West, Kirstie Alley. Oh. It's the word. There's no good picture of this broad. But they had Terry Hatcher as well.
Without
a makeup.
How'd she look?
Not good, Billy.
Not good at all?
You know who else looked awful?
Terry Hatcher with that makeup.
Goldie Hawn.
Goldie Hawn.
Yeah. Not good.
She's 60, guys. Still lovely. Still living a common law relationship with Kurt Russell.
who's hosting Rockin' New Year's Eve this year?
It's going to be Regis Philbin, guys. They passed over yours truly. And also for hosting The Apprentice. Yeah, I got to smooch Donald Trump a little bit more next time.
You got any idea about the pick three tonight?
Pick three is going to be 6-4-4.
How do you know that?
Because I'm Billy Bush's lottery winner, guys. Thanks, guys. Appreciate that. Now, I know you've got a lot of other stuff that Billy didn't have, right? That's my segue. When I hang up, the music's going to stop, okay, guys? I understand that's the way it's going to go. Yeah, Nancy O'Dell's going to check out Dick Clark's health. Let's see what's happening with that. Hey, he's doing fine. He's not as sick as people thought.
Who's hosting the Rockin' New Year's Eve?
Yeah, the way I understand it, I just got this in Regis Philbin. that's what he's funny, guys. He's going to be super, I'm sure. You know, he's safe.
Yeah.
Okay, feel good. That's all I got time for today.
Right, very good.
Feel good. Now, first let me tell you, this one comes from Fallujah. So don't be flipped out. Nobody dies.
Good. All right.
This is about one of our Army guys.
Okay.
But it is a feel-good.
All right.
Because this Army guy ain't the brightest guy that we've got over there.
Mm-hmm.
His name is David Battle. He's a U.S. Marine Lance Corporal. And he had his left hand mangled during a firefight in Fallujah.
Corporal mm-hmm. Battle.
So the military doctors were going to cut off his wedding ring.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mine, you know, most of us have them on. Most of us have to wear them. Mm-hmm. And they said to the guy, you've got a problem with your hand, with your finger, we're going to have to cut off the wedding ring.
Right.
He said, don't do it. They said, if we don't cut off your wedding ring, you are going to lose your finger. Do you understand? Your wedding ring is really gouging into your skin. He said, my wife is the strongest, what's the quote? My wife is the strongest woman I know. I could never repay her or show her how much I love her. You must cut my finger off.
Wow.
Now, the doctors accepted his request. They cut off the whole finger. His wife says, I can't believe he did that. At first I was mad, but then I realized how lucky I am to have him in my life.
Wow.
Why is this a feel good?
Mm.
Because after the doctors cut off his finger,
yeah.
somewhere in the chaos of everything, they lost the ring.
Oh, my God!
Lost the ring.
There's a lesson here.
Oh,
that is a true story.
Well, they beat a battle, you know, a match unit.
A true story.
Oh, my God.
And that poor sap. Duh, I love my wife. Cut my finger off.
And then they lose the goddamn ring.
Hold on. We have a bulletin. Let's go to a bulletin. Bill from Sacramento. Bill.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're doing great.
Good. Another feel-good for you. Scott Peterson sentenced to death.
No.
I got a feel-good. I got a feel-good for you. Pound sand, you turd.
God, I wish I'd have that.
Yeah. You're like, what, you think we don't know this? Hello?
I probably should have been a news guy.
Or just hang up.
Just hang up. I'm sorry, Don.
Nancy will have that story tonight, Tool.
One more. Feel good. Oh, where's my... Here's the holiday music. I played this when you were reading the Scott Peterson verse as well.
Yes.
Happy holidays. Let me see. I'll just read it to you as is. Atlanta. A man dressed as Santa Claus was charged with assault on Friday. Accused of using a board to strike a 74-year-old woman in the face and head.
Oh, my God. That's not nice.
Deacon Clark, age 49, a.k.a. Santa Claus, also allegedly threatened to hit a second woman who stepped in to get him to stop hitting Ruth Nelson, age 74. Second woman was not injured. But the first woman was knocked unconscious and taken to a hospital. You see, the problem is that...
what set Santa off?
Well, the woman had stolen 29 boxes of Hershey's chocolates worth $145.
Wow, that'll tick Santa off.
From the store that Santa was working in front of, Santa had seen her ripping it off. And rather than just go in and say to the people, and say, hey, she's ripping you off.
Yeah, or call security.
He got a big board and starting beating her in the face and the head with it.
Yeah, hit her in the head with a board.
So anyway, that's the feel good today. That's all I got today. I got the guy in Fallujah cut his finger off. They didn't find the ring.
Well, don't mess with Kris Kringle's chocolate, Nancy.
Okay, Billy.
Thanks, Don.
Billy Bush.
Regis Phil.
I was going to say, who's doing that?
Don and Mike, go to break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
The Don and Mike Show.
I can't believe you're a professional golfer. I think you should be working at the snack bar.
You better relax, Bob.
There is no way that you could have been as bad at hockey as you are at golf.
All right, let's go.
You like that, old man? You want a piece of me?
I don't want a piece of you.
I want the whole thing.
The price is wrong, bitch.
I think you've had enough. No? Now you've had enough. Bitch.
The Don and Mike Show. They use Hughes as their muse. Don and Mike.
This is how the election miracle happens. Last night, sit down to watch it with my wife. Too nervous to watch with her. I'm in the other room. I'm watching one. She hates the fact that I go from channel to channel.
Oh, really?
And the companion that I have, that is Rob, who's calling me saying, are you watching this on NBC? Are you watching this on CBS? Did you see this on ABC? So about 9:15, calls me up and he says, in a voice that lets me know he's got something great.
Right.
He says, hey, turn on channel 315. Now, before you look at it, click on the guide to get the description of the show.
Okay. Hmm.
So I go to channel 315, which is a trio, a Canadian channel.
That's right.
And it's a show called How's Your News?
All right.
And I pull down a little menu, and it gives a description.
Mm-hmm.
Mentally challenged people, teenagers, young adults, actually.
Right, young adults.
Go out to the Republican and Democratic conventions to interview people.
So they're interviewing.
Oh, nice.
So,
coverage. It's convention coverage.
So they're mentally challenged correspondents.
Yes.
Yes.
And,
oh, dear.
And
Now, this I believe this is done for their self-esteem.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course.
At one point, when they're holding the mic flag, there's one that's kind of professionally done that says, you know, how's your news?
Right.
And then there's one that looks like someone wrote it with their foot. The handwriting is very bad.
And I watched it again today when I was, you know, getting the tape of it. And the mic flags are stuffed with crumpled newspaper. I mean, this is the level of professionalism.
And a mic flag, for people that don't know, is what goes on a microphone to show what news organization you're representing.
Very big mic flags.
So Rob says to me, you have to just stay with this for a second. I just found this show.
Right.
So we ended up staying on the phone watching the same show for 20 minutes because every time I wanted to hang up or he wanted to hang up, and there was long periods of just silence and laughing.
Yeah, their mouths were agape. And I felt the need to go and watch real coverage because, you know, it's a big news night.
Yeah, right. Yeah, me too. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm only going to sit through one more of these one more of these trainables interviewing someone of note, and then I'm going to go back. And I would say to Rob, you know, I at one point I said, we are never going to be able to translate this on the radio. The joy, we have it. We have the tape.
Now they're interviewing like the big hitters.
The thing is, I would say I'll turn away as soon as they start running out of people that are important.
Okay,
but the names got bigger and bigger.
Wonderful.
And bigger.
Let me just say, among the names: Peter Jennings, Al Franken, Rob Reiner, and that's a great one. Larry from the Corner.
Hi.
Wolf Blitzer, Ted Koppel, Andre 3000 from Outkast. The show is called How's Your News? Now,
and the thing is, I really, you know, I know the show is about empowering these young adults doing this.
Right.
And on watching it, it's really not about making fun of them. It's about making fun of how uptight these celebrities are.
Are you retarded?
That's excellent.
It's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
So know where we're coming from.
Right. So watching how the big names
handle
the awkwardness of dealing with
people. And they cannot deal with
it. And speaking of retarded, Joe has walked into the room. Yes. Hello, Joe.
I have a whole movie of that show. It's a movie produced by the guys who do South Park.
Well, it's funny as hell.
And they take a cross-country trip across America.
The How's Your News people.
Yeah, it's called How's Your News.
And you go to
This was the world premiere last night. On
okay,
show.
Wow.
This special.
Of this one on Trio last night. So let's hear some of this. Here's the opening.
And the big names can't possibly escape because they would look bad if they did.
That's right. That's right. There are some of the interviewers, some of the reporters, who we can't include for you now because they didn't speak.
Okay.
There was one guy who was very Tom Gavin-ish,
right,
who had questions written on a piece of cardboard and would bang at the cardboard with the microphone to get the celebrity to answer the question.
And I'm sorry you can't see that because that, it really puts the celebrity or the notable...
But let me make sure I got this right. So what we're listening for here, more than anything else, is the discomfort level of the celebrities that are being interviewed.
Because the people are, listen, not a joke, the people are retarded.
Right.
And listen, there's no polite way to say that. You've seen the show. They look retarded.
Right.
There's no doubt.
So when they come up to you and they, you know, they got the shaky thing going, you see the celebrities
who stop and engage in the interview.
Yes.
Exactly.
So it's How's Your News? This was on last night, premiered on this Canadian channel.
Right.
First person that the Tarzan talks to is James Carville.
James Carville. All right.
Oh, number two.
Excuse me, Mr. Carmel. He's right. Oh, sorry. I know. He is moving quick. Excuse me, Mr. Carmel.
Yes, dear.
How do you feel about a news program being hosted by people with disabilities?
A new program hosted by people with disabilities? I'll be great.
Well,
have
I think people just
go. Yeah. Right here.
Man, that's great. Right here. This is where I'm saying to Rob, what is this show?
Right.
How did you find this show?
Sure.
How do you, it's great right from the beginning. I won't stop it again, but it's too great the way she just sets it up.
Right.
I'm watching this last night on the election night, on the important night, but I want to just be up, and I'm thinking,
right,
this is my miracle.
Does it make an enormous contribution?
Well, that's exactly what we're doing here. We're shooting for a Man on the Street news documentary of our own that we're calling How's Your News.
Well, good, you know, I'm happy.
Hello and welcome to How's Your News Convention Coverage 2004.
Okay, let's go to...
That's James Carville, the first one.
Peter Jennings.
Oh, good.
Okay, sir.
Hi, like, what's your name?
My name is Susan Harrington, and I'm one of the reporters.
Mine's Peter Jennings. I work for ABC. It's nice to meet you.
Nice he doesn't change for anybody.
How do you feel about being here at the convention?
I feel excited. Do you feel excited about being here?
Oh, no.
I think the excitement you're feeling is a two-way street.
Oh, good for her.
Now, there's different tards.
But he probably talks to everybody like that.
Yeah, a little.
But it sounds a little more condescending because he's dealing with a challenge person.
There's a variety of them that do the interviewing here. It's not this girl.
David, how do you feel?
Oh, and for this cut... They introduced each reporter at the beginning, and this guy, he doesn't communicate very clearly. He understands everything that is said to him.
Right.
But he's not the best speaker.
Okay.
So, here he is with Al Franken.
Right.
Let me just stop that.
Oh, I wanted to hear Al Franken.
No, you will. I just wanted to give you just the intro. Just,
all right.
Because this guy, he's just... warming himself up before the interview.
Okay.
Here we go.
You know, I didn't understand that. I'm sorry. Alrighty. I'm Al Franken, and I'm covering this convention.
Yeah.
And are you having a good time?
Yeah.
Who have you talked to so far?
Bouillon. Maya.
And I tell you.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah, it was really nice talking to you. I'm glad you're here. I think it's fabulous. Can I shake a hand?
Yeah. Are you retarded?
Thanks a lot. Thank you very much. Okay, have a good time. That was Franken like perturbed a little bit or what?
He was. I want to say
he just wanted out. So
uncomfortable.
Yeah. He blew the guy out. But the guy now when the guy is doing that is he?
Here's the thing.
Is he ranting or what?
A shaker.
Okay.
This guy is a shaker.
Does he have any questions for him, or is it just a booyah?
He's trying to say a question. He's trying to get a question
out. Very good.
Someone who took it very well was Triumph, the insult comic dog.
Oh, fantastic. Sure.
Here you go.
What's your name?
Triumph, the insult comic dog.
Come to me, dog, huh?
Yes.
What do you do, comic dog?
What am I doing?
Yeah, what do you do?
You know, I'm here to do what all the reporters are doing, you know. Ask questions about the issues, sniff their butts, hump their legs, that kind of thing.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
What is that? Then they got a tease. And again, this is all happening. I mean, on election night.
Right.
This channel that I've never heard
you
of.
You couldn't tear yourself away.
Yeah, I'm on the phone with Rob, and while this is going on, tears. I'm laughing right. So much.
Okay, are we ready? Hi, this is Ronnie Simonson. Today I'm interviewing the meathead. All the family. And of course... We used to sing that sing song, and today...
Boy, the way Clement plays...
Santa Claus parade, just like we had it, man. And you know what you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we can use the Democrat Party line Kerry again.
Oh, that's great.
That is great.
All right, so far, the comfort level, Rob Reiner gets the award so far.
Now, it's time for Larry from the corner.
We go. Well, I just want to hear it.
I'm Larry. I'm Larry of the corner.
And you're going to be talking to...
A boy.
Here we go. Larry? Oh, a girl?
Yeah.
Oh, she looked like a boy.
She did.
Larry with the tards on... How was your news last night?
Hey! You know Larry King?
Yes, I've occasionally watched your show. And
occasionally is all right.
Yes. I don't, do it on it. Larry, I'm doing this interview for a documentary film that we're making called How's Your New?
All right, what's it about? Now I'm asking you the question. What's your question for How's Your News?
How do you feel about the Carrie Edwards ticket for the White House?
Well, I think it's a very popular ticket with Democrats. The question is, how will it sell with independents and those undecided? And that we won't know till November.
He's doing his. Yeah, Don and Mike, I'll make this thing, and I knocked their socks off.
But there's so many. We're going to have to revisit this later, because we got tapes of these trainables talking to Ben Affleck.
Right.
You know, and that one, I defy you to tell me who the retard is in that one. Barbara Boxer, Howard Dean, Wolf Blitzer, Tim Russert,
Tim
Koppel. Let me see. As I mentioned, here's the one of one of these guys singing with Andre 3000 for an Outkast. This is good. Sitting on a couch. Republican or Democratic convention.
That's impressive.
I know disc jockeys love requests. Would you please play Tim Russert? Because he handles it in a most magical way.
Oh, good, good, good.
Well, all right, real fast. Last Thank one. Promise me, we'll come back to this.
Oh, I know that guy from Meet the Press. I think Excuse me, sir.
Oh.
Huh. Yeah, wait a minute. Excuse me, sir.
Are you retarded?
Hey, you're not here. You got all the power. Excuse me. Are you Tim from Meet the Press?
Hi, sir. Yes, hi. Nice to see you.
I'm Ronnie. I seen Meet the Press a couple of times.
You ever see Face the Nation? Bob Schieffer's right here.
Oh, Bob Schieffer from CBS. Bob, nice to see you.
Oh!
I seen you on CBS.
Russert said.
Russert is evil.
Hey, retard. Do you know Bob Schieffer?
Does he run down the aisle after that? Look, something shiny.
That is outstanding. That is outstanding.
Wow.
I've never, Joe said it's a movie.
Now, is this going to be a regular show, do you think? Or what?
We tried to find something on it, and the closest we could find was in this Entertainment This Week magazine.
I love it.
Where it says, How's Your News on the Campaign Trail Trio? It premiered last night. Let me see. Think of it as a welcome dash of purple on a blue state, red state day. They gave it a B+.
Tim Russert does the total deflection
to
Bob Schieffer, who's his competition.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, fantastic. How'syournews.com. I think my favorite is Al Franken.
Yeah.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah, I mean, he just wanted.
There we go.
I didn't understand that. I'm sorry.
We got a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, cloudy skies this morning. Don't mess with your hair this morning, girls. Don't bother. Leave it up until you get to work this morning, because it's going to come out anyway. Becoming partly cloudy later on this afternoon with highs to around 80. The degrees are 67. How do you like the show so far this morning?
I think we're going to have to submerge, Commander.
Hey, the good guys moving with music here at 7:04 in the morning with Harpoor from WPGC number one. The Grovers are here. Bunch of local guys making good. They're the Grovers. They're from Fredericksburg, Virginia. The song He Will Break Your Heart, the old brought up in brandy 1969 style. Check the time at 7:08 with Harvey.
The morning made us go.
The Maryland Request-O-Matic lines are now open. Call WPGC at 779-1580. Request any record we're playing on Good Guys Radio. Our choice of callers, your choice of records.
What do you do for Thanksgiving? We're doing the show, of course, tomorrow.
I was going to ask you if you got your turkey yet.
Sure.
Do you, truthfully, do you help Mrs. Carson prepare the turkey?
Just like you help Mrs. Severinsen prepare the turkey.
No, there is no Mrs.
That's right.
There used to be.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
Suffer bird was one of our big problems.
that was your problem.
Well, you know, I forgot all about that. We've been together so long that I forget sometimes where we are.
But that was one of the things we really thought about.
What?
I wanted an oyster stuffing and a turkey, and she wanted bread stuffing, and she got bread stuffing and a lot of money.
The Don and Mike Show. Retarded Human Shield. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
From isn't all that great. My automobile is a piece of crap. Fashion sense is a little
thank you very much. This thing with the turkey soda, this is out of control. This company, Jones Soda, started this last year.
Mm-hmm.
They made the soda that tastes like turkey, mashed potatoes, etc.
Green bean casserole.
They came out with it this year, and they sold out in one day.
Wow. Incredible.
To the point now where, as I mentioned, if you go on eBay, there are 20, 30 pages of this crap with people who are not only bidding on the soda from this year, but they're bidding on the soda from last year.
Wow. This is very, very popular. So they only release it once a year? Is that it?
Let's get the lady from the thing on the phone, and then we'll drink it.
Actually, if you look at the package, it's numbered. Everyone has got a gold seal, and it's numbered.
Just like the book. I've added some flavors.
Limited edition.
Oh, and we've got a guy who works here named Andy.
Good afternoon. This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. This is Don and Mike. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you doing?
Hey, we're doing great. Thank you. Thank you for being on the show. And
this is quite a phenomenon.
Congratulations, and thank you for sending us the box. We're going to be trying some of this. How many bottles of turkey soda, etc., green bean casserole soda, mashed potato soda, how many bottles did you make this year?
We made about 15,000. Comes in a holiday pack as a 5-pack.
Rob, why don't you do the opening?
I'm sorry?
We're just opening the box right now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so anyway, you made 15,000.
Of each flavor?
Here we go.
And how many flavors, how many Thanksgiving flavors are there now?
There's 5 flavors.
You want mashed potato, Mike?
Sure.
Mike's got the mashed potato soda. I've got green bean casserole, cranberry, turkey and gravy.
Now, does the turkey soda make you
sleepy? Fruitcake.
Does the turkey soda make you sleepy?
No, it doesn't.
Don, you want me to pour a little out of the mashed potato and butter? That's for everybody, or are we going to sample them ourselves?
How about each one of us sample a bottle?
Okay, sure.
Unless you want to share with everybody. Does everybody want to share this? Listen, Michelle, what kind of a response have you gotten from people who you've sent this to in the media when they sample it?
What kind of response after they tasted it?
Yeah, do people like it?
Anywhere from total disgust to total amusement.
And are you guys amazed that I know you've seen on eBay that people are paying hundreds of dollars for bottles of your soda?
I am very amazed. I don't know why pay so much, but you know, it's a fun item. It's a novelty item. I think that's why people really want.
Now, during the rest of the year, your company makes regular sodas, right?
Yes, we do. We have great flavors, and we make from anywhere from blue bubble gum to lemon drop.
What's your biggest seller as far as your regular sodas are concerned?
Green apple soda. And fufu berry are some of our top flavors.
Did you say fufu berry?
Yes, fufu berry.
Yeah. Fufu berry, what does that taste like?
It's very good. I don't know how to describe it, but...
Yeah, well, a name like fufu berry, you probably shouldn't be able to describe it.
I know that locally you can buy their more regular flavors at Panera across the street.
Okay. Now, Rob, Rob, here's what we have left for you guys. We have green bean casserole.
Which one did you choose for yourself, Don? Turkey?
Turkey and gravy.
Yeah, that's the big hitter right there. You and I both have kind of the Thanksgiving dinner here.
Right, I've got the turkey. Mike's got the potatoes.
The buttery mashed potatoes.
Robbie, do you want the bean casserole, the fruitcake, or the cranberry?
I'm going to choose with my brain and say green bean casserole.
Yeah, good man.
There you go.
Rob, take one for the team there, I think. It's fruitcake or what?
Fruitcake
cranberry. I'll try the fruitcake, please. Okay. All right, very good.
Beth Ann, if you would come in and try the cranberry, which has just got... Buzz is coming in. in here.
Okay.
That's got to be the easiest one, the cranberry one.
Oh,
right?
That's the best.
That's the best.
Hey, cranberry's more like a real soda, right?
Yeah, it is.
So I believe if we're going to do this in Thanksgiving
now,
order.
Now, with your current physical condition, are you able to taste?
Oh, yeah. Thanks to the Chinese root, I can taste.
Very good.
Oh,
good.
So, I'm going to open
Don's going to try the turkey. And gravy first.
Here we go. And?
Here you go. Does it taste like? Does it smell like turkey?
I smelled it. It smells like it.
Is it like dog foody smelling? How does it smell?
No, it smells like turkey and gravy.
Better living through chemicals, gentlemen.
Here we go.
No comment.
And
give it a try.
Oh my!
It's good.
Sounds like it.
It tastes good. Mike, would you open up the mashed potatoes?
All right, there you go. Try the mashed potatoes and butter.
Does it smell? Hold on, smell it first. Yeah, doesn't it smell?
Oh.
Hey, Buzz.
Oh, I'm sorry. It smells a little buttery.
Buzz.
I didn't know. I didn't know we were taking turns.
What? Come on. What do you think we're doing, Buzz?
I don't know.
We're doing a show with five people. I look over there. Buzz is bogarting his already.
You know what it smells like? To the smell, it's a little butterscotchy.
I smell potatoes over here.
Let me give it a try, though.
Here so do I. And? Do you taste the mashed potatoes?
It's just gross.
Rob is next.
A green bean casserole soda, right?
Good luck, Rob.
All right, open it up.
Good. Now, is this with the almonds?
Uh-oh. Hey, Rob.
Did you shake it up, Rob?
Maybe a little.
Okay. With fried onions there.
Smell it up.
Fried onions.
Oh, you know what it smells like? What? It smells like a packet of, like, Lipton soup mix. But let's give it a smell.
Can I smell it too?
Yeah, that really is delicious smelling.
Oh.
Let's see if it refreshes.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay. Take a nice big swig, Rob.
That's the sweetest soup mix I've ever tasted.
Now, do you think these are, I'll ask the expert, are these better over ice, do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It's poison ice.
My personal take on it.
All right, Beth Ann, what do you have? Hold on, I'm sorry. Turn your mic on. What do you have, Beth Ann?
Cranberry soda.
Okay.
Oh, so Beth Ann got the winning
right.
soda here.
Yeah,
that's probably pretty good.
The green beans, they shouldn't be there.
Did you hear that?
Oh, I got it.
It spilled all over you.
Wow, that's
you
busy.
Shake it, Rob.
I did not shake that one or so.
Smells just like cranberry sauce.
Okay, have some. Good. Here we go, Beth Ann. And what do you think?
It's good.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Now, do you have that one year-round, cranberry soda?
Michelle,
do you have cranberry year round?
We might introduce it back again next year.
You should
bring it back.
And Buzz, let's play the charade like you haven't opened your bottle already and
open
had half
try.
Of it.
I think mine somehow may have been opened already. I think the gas escaped. It's gone flat. It's got no carbonation.
Right, try the fruitcake.
Oh, really?
Carbonation.
Buzz took a good swig. This would be good for washing down that cake we had earlier.
Yeah.
What do you think of
it? Cake?
It doesn't taste bad, but it tastes nothing like fruitcake to me.
I'm going to open up the turkey and gravy again and
take a swig
and smell it. And you know,
may I smell it?
Now I'm sick, so I don't want you guys drinking out of that. But take a smell of the turkey and gravy.
Yeah, it's got. You know what it's got? It's got like an institutional turkey smell.
Mike, smell my turkey and gravy.
I'll take your word for it. The buttery smell.
Can I smell your mashed potatoes bottle?
Keep that bottle.
Did you know
this is all germ phobic?
There's a fortune on your bottle cap.
Oh,
really?
There is.
You know what? Oh, Mike, you really didn't play it up. The buttered potatoes, the mashed potatoes, smell like butter.
Yeah, it smells like butterscotch.
Now you've got butter.
Now we've spilled the turkey and gravy.
It's okay.
Michelle, the studio smells right now.
It's only on the equipment.
Both the potato, that can stink up the room.
Oh, and you know what?
I'm going to try a little of the cranberry myself.
The green bean shouldn't be sweet, but it's like onions and sweetness. It's really a complicated, disgusting flavor.
I would like...
And these are all calorie-free, right, Michelle?
Yep, that's correct.
I'd like to try some of the potato, please.
Oh, coming up.
Can you... I got a little glass. Can you pull
it? You know, the cranberry is a real cranberry taste.
I'm going to have some of the mashed potatoes now. Hold on.
I bet that's good. I would like that one.
No, it's not.
Pour him a glass.
Go ahead, try it, Don. Tell me what you think.
Can you run that over to Buzz?
Enjoy.
Boy, it smells like mashed potatoes.
Enjoy. Okay.
Who doesn't like buttery mashed potatoes?
Gone. There we go.
Let's see. I'll give it a shot. I'll try the spuds.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, it does smell good.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
The buds is able to keep it down.
You like the mashed potato?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's like a mouthful of Pam.
You know, I want to tell you something, though.
Yeah, after, isn't it great?
The aftertaste.
Oh, it doesn't go away.
The aftertaste is just like mashed potatoes.
But I find myself visiting the cranberry again and again and again.
And now, Beth Ann?
What's interesting, though, is
yes, Michelle.
If you had the people tasting it without telling them what it is, you get really interesting comments. Because I've had people saying that the mashed potatoes tasted like lemon.
Give Beth Ann some of the mashed potatoes. Have you had any of those, B.A.?
No, I smelled them. And guess where Buzz's fruitcake is?
Where?
Like, real fruitcake in the trash can.
Oh, really? Oh, you mean the chocolate
can? We just accidentally fell in.
Okay. take a swig, B.A. Here we go. Beth Ann's going to try some of the mashed potatoes. And?
It's awful.
Yeah. Oh, now.
Oh, yeah,
I disagree. Hey, what other flavors do you have on the horizon? Are you experimenting with any other flavors?
Not weird flavors like these ones, but we plan on introducing some new flavors in the spring. And we introduced the watermelon that's a mid-calorie this year. That was fantastic.
Did you say a mid-calorie?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh. 90-calorie watermelon.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
You know what might be good if you have chemists that could work on it is steak with blue cheese.
Or just plain blue cheese.
Or how about shake and bake?
Ranch dressing.
Would I like a shake and bake soda?
I'll have a barbecue faucet.
So at the Jones Soda Company, do they have a big laboratory where these mad scientists are working every day?
Well, we work closely with a flavoring company that comes up with these great flavors for us. We go to them with what we want, and they work their magic there.
How about the labels? I see the labels look like non-model people, normal people.
It's a little kid eating a piece of Thanksgiving turkey.
The cranberries you got, everybody. Are these like family members, or are they just regular photos?
No, these are all photos that our consumers had submitted on our website to be on a bottle of Jones.
I will tell you something. Every time I burp, like a quiet burp here, mm-hmm. I taste the mashed potatoes. Yes. That is the taste that is absolutely not going away.
Do you know what the magic of that is? You'll be tasting that through Christmas.
That's right. Well, you know what might be a good label is if you had someone dialing poison control. I'm kidding, of course.
Michelle, we want to thank you for your time. Everybody go to www.jonessodastore.com. Not that you're going to be able to buy this stuff now, but we've got some here. And Michelle, thank you for sending us this much-valued commodity.
You're welcome.
We like trying it. Thank you, honey.
Great, thanks.
Thanks, bye. Bye-bye.
Very, very excited.
Now, the last thing we've got to do with this soda, would you go find that guy Andy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Have you guys noticed the guy Andy, the guy who seems a little out of it, the guy who fills in at the front desk sometimes?
Yeah, the guy that seems always kind of a little too mellow.
Right. Mm-hmm. The one thing that this guy's worked here, I guess, like 2 months, and he's one of these things. We all walk in every day and say, "How you doing?" He just looks down and says,
"Hey,
you know, yeah, how you doing?" And just buzzes us in.
Right. How are you?
Well, today he comes back by the offices and he says, "Oh my God, you guys are going to have this soda?" He says, "I've been looking. I'm dying for this soda."
Mm-hmm.
And Rob said, "Well, you can get it on eBay." He said, "I'm not paying $100. And then he saw the box that we had, the nice presentation. Yeah. He said, "Oh, my God." It's like Homer Simpson.
The green bean casserole is almost full. So
and here he is now.
Andy, how are
Andy.
You?
Andy.
How you doing?
The fruitcake.
The celebrity he most resembles, I would have to say, would be a retarded Mark Brunel. There you
Thank
go.
You.
Now, how are you, Andy? You're a very mellow gentleman.
Yeah, I don't know how it'll be after I... Am I consuming this? Or?
Yes. Well, now, Andy, you were excited about this before the show.
I've been looking for this for a while.
Okay,
now why the fascination with it, Andy? What is it? Because you're not alone. A lot of people are clamoring.
No, I don't know. I read an interview with the president. He said how disgusting it was, and
That intrigued you. The president of the company?
Yeah, some article.
Not George Bush. He didn't sample the soda.
He probably like this kind of stuff. I don't know.
Well, go ahead. Take a swig, Andy.
That's the only bottle we had that hadn't been really pilfered yet. Rob had a
what is that? Oh, that's the green bean soda.
Yeah, that's the green bean soda.
So take a nice big swig, Andy.
We'll see what the
green bean casserole. Sounds great.
With onions. All right, what do you think?
And?
All right, here we go.
Come on, Andy. What do you think?
It tastes more like a fruit product.
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed mine was
Give him some.
A little candy like.
Pour him a glass of potatoes.
Potatoes?
Yeah. The potatoes really were the winner.
Oh, yeah.
No fruit in
this. I thought the potatoes smelled and tasted more like butterscotch.
Exactly what do you do here, Andy?
Sales assistant.
Right.
Paperwork.
Right. Okay, take a swig.
Excuse me.
Oh, yeah.
And now you're having the mashed potatoes with butter.
Butterscotch.
Yeah. With butterscotch.
Hint of potatoes.
Butterscotch.
Yeah, with just a little bit of chemical potatoes.
Well, yeah. You know, have you noticed, though, it smells like Thanksgiving now in this room? I'm not kidding.
Well, you've got a slight head cold. It smells like a little something worse than Thanksgiving.
And I'm full.
It smells like Thanksgiving if certain relatives stayed behind for the better part of the year in a decomposing state. It is decomposing.
Like not here. It's very much so.
Bacardi Limon.
You understand.
All right.
You understand. Wow. Well, Andy, take that with you.
It's not that bad, really.
Take it anyway.
Take that with you.
I will.
Okay. Bye bye. Get out of here.
Thank you, Andy.
Creepy Andy.
Andy, you don't mind if we call you creepy, do you? Whatever, okay, you take care of yourself.
Because he's creepy. Here is Joe.
Mike David Chalmers.
Joe in Buffalo. Joe. I was making Hinkley myself. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how have you been?
We've been great, thank you.
I noticed how you like your cranberry and vanilla vodka. They have a like raspberry fruit soda deal with the vanilla vodka. It's beautiful.
John, I was thinking this Jones cranberry soda, you could put that in your little vodka. That's a better... That is a better taste, probably, that would be...
Better than Ocean Spray?
I think you would do really well with vodka and just that soda, and you would be completely calorie-free.
Hello, Sean. Don and Mike show. Sean?
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Yeah, hi, Sean.
Yeah, about 8 years ago, I had a buddy that owned a company in San Francisco. They sold bicycle clothing, and we'd go in there to get clothing, and they had pallets of that soda, and it was just awful. So we'd go in there, and they'd be, like, trying to get us to take it with us. It's the grossest stuff in the world.
Well, you should have taken it, dude. You'd be rich today.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm not kidding.
It's the novelty of it.
Maybe it's my head cold, but it smells in here like Thanksgiving.
I agree.
It really does.
And Thanksgiving in a shelter.
Maybe it's
isn't that where we have it?
Oh, God, that turkey smells awful.
Yeah, but it looks so good.
You know, why don't we send these down to some homeless shelter?
They'd want to kill themselves rather than drink it.
They'd probably reject it.
Well,
yeah, now that it's been opened at all.
All right, so there you go. I guess what we're going to do is just leave these bottles now, and if anybody around the station wants to try them, we'll have the bottles on display in VA's office.
And you can go have some and visit with Andy.
There you go. Creepy Andy, who really downplayed it today, but Rob, wasn't he so excited about the soda?
The first thing he said to me is, what's that?
And when I said, do you mind if we call you creepy? And he kind of looked down at me and went, sorry.
Yeah, and you know, you say, I have a big head.
Yeah, sure.
Like that's not on his driver's license already. Creepy.
Yeah, under blood type. he said, was that Jones soda, that turkey soda? I said, yeah. He says, how did you get it?
I
called and I asked for it. He said, oh, I'd love to have some.
It's delicious.
You can get it on eBay. I'm not paying $100.
Smart.
And then he asked to smell me. I don't know.
Thank you, Michelle. And thank you, Rob. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Can we let Jeff Greenfield have a go at it first?
No, let me have a go at it.
Go ahead, David.
I wish to say that we all look forward with great pleasure to 4 years of wonderful, inspiring speeches, full of wit, poetry, music, love, and affection. Sounds more goddamn nonsense. The other is that...
You can't say that on the air, Mr. Greenfield.
Well, I'm not on the air. I was amused to read that Ross
David, just let me just go in the shit. We are on the air.
So you guys got a big Thanksgiving plan?
No, thank God.
It's a long weekend with nothing to do except the three F's. Food, football, and making love.
Magazines? Have you been hiding bosom rags from me?
Trying to.
These magazines are from before we were married. Maybe you should throw them away.
But I need them for the article.
The articles, eh? So, you wouldn't mind if I cut out all the erotic nudes?
Of course not. Why would I want to look at a nude woman I'm not even married to?
Okay, here's your precious articles.
Thanks, Marge. I can't wait to read about sport fishing with Sonny Jurgensen. Oh, what man would want you know?
What happened with your wife last night?
I wasn't with my wife. I was with my girlfriend.
Are you having marriage problems?
No.
And why do you have a girlfriend?
Well, you're stop marvelizing with me now.
No, I'm just curious. Why do you have a girlfriend?
I do things with her I can't do with my wife.
Why can't you do them with your wife?
Hey, that's the mouth she kisses my kids goodnight with. What, are you crazy?
Are you going to sing and dance with him?
I'm going to do the chance. We have a chance national anthem.
Okay.
You ready? Stand up, chance. Okay?
Come on, dog.
Okay. I wrote this song myself. This is a good boy. This is a nice boy. This is a happy boy. This is the chancy man. The little chancy man. Oh, we love the chancy man. The chancy man. We love his little nosy and we love his little toes. And that is why we love the chancy man. The chancy man.
All right, welcome back, everybody. And again, happy Thanksgiving from all of us here at the NFL today. Now, the IBM Power Poll. This picked by my guys here as always. Craig, Randy, Terry, Eric, Mann, Bob, Matina, our radio buddies, Don and Mike. Everybody in on this one.
The Don and Mike Show.
Retarded Human Shields. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hold that up for Buzz so he can go to that website. There's a website. It's one of these stupid ones that makes absolutely no sense. It's like reading your horoscope in the paper, but you give it your birth date, the year, and the day that you were born.
Oh, yeah.
And it gives you the top five celebrity matches for you.
Oh, cool.
It's a good waste of a couple seconds.
No, I mean, but I love stuff like this.
That have your same birthday or that you should have married?
It's that you would be well matched with.
Yeah, that you pop in your birthday and then it spits out the celebrities that you would get along with.
And don't think that we're also not going to waste time talking about your anniversary, which we are, and I still think you've totally screwed that up.
Nah, well,
you got to go buy
you
her.
Really ought
you got to buy
something.
Her a card.
I should.
And then there's the question of Nance.
Yes.
Now, again, Rob is all-knowing in a lot of different areas.
Mm-hmm.
This surprised me. We're trying to get our good friend Nancy back on the show this week,
mm-hmm.
Jim Nance. As it turns out, his schedule is a little upside down because his daughter is involved with something with Jewish New Year. She has to go to temple or she has a day of... She has to do something.
Yom Kippur.
And, Yom Kippur. Thank you, Buzz. And anyway, I mentioned to Beth Ann and the rest of the guys in the room, I said, gosh, he sure does strike me as a wasp.
I couldn't think of a waspier guy than
and
Jim
then,
Nance. I didn't know he was Jewish.
Rob jumped up. Rob, of course, who's everything about religion and
ethnicity. Yes.
He's like the expert, and he says, right on cue,
that if Carolyn, his wife, Mrs. Nance, is Jewish, that would make the daughter Jewish.
Okay.
Because that's how the Jewish faith
works. And you know that because you are...
One-eighth Jewish.
One-eighth Jewish.
And a student of all religions.
Yes, of course. All religions and all ethnicities.
So now let's bet on this. Do you think Jim Nance, what do you think his religion is? I think he's a Protestant.
That would be...
I think we can't be that easy. I think you have to delineate the denomination of Protestant.
Mm.
I think to make it, if we're having a... Because really everybody's
right, going
to have a different answer.
I'll say it. He reeks of Catholic.
You think he's Catholic?
I think he's as Catholic as the day is long.
Well, you said Protestant before.
I was lying. That was my PC answer.
I, in my heart of hearts, believe deeply that Mr. Jim Nance is an Episcopalian.
Buzz.
Oh, say Presbyterian.
I'm pretty certain he's not Catholic.
Yeah. But,
I could be the big winner on that.
I think he's a Baptist.
Oh, that's
a good one.
Boy,
I thought
yes.
I might have won with that.
I thought of that.
Yes.
Although, he might still be Jewish.
Nobody guesses himself. Jewish. Okay, here's the
Does
question.
Anybody want to throw in Jewish?
Nope. No one in the room?
No taker. No,
nobody
play the odds and go Baptist.
Going Biden.
No one's going to take it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I heard the most incredible Jim Nance interview today in Boston. He was on a sports radio station.
Okay.
And he, you know how Jim takes a while to get to something that's very simple?
Yeah.
they were talking about Tom Brady, and I wrote it down because the quote was so funny.
He says,
I hate Tom Brady because my reservoir of superlatives is bone dry when I am talking about Tom Brady.
I'm sorry, Catholic. just cemented. Thank you for the call.
My reservoir of superlatives is bone dry. See you later.
Hey, bone dry.
How about a bone dry?
Hey, buddy.
Please. All right, so Buzz, did you go to that website?
I did, and you have a couple of choices. You can either find take the test and find your own most compatible celebrity love match, or you can select a celebrity and see if you match with them.
I'd rather put the birthday in and get our celebrity love match.
Let's just do that.
All right.
Okay, let's see.
The first question, we need somebody's birthday.
Okay, September 18th.
All right.
That's your birthday.
Yeah, largely ignored by all of you. And thanks again. Mike, kidding.
And
I'm kidding.
What?
Just because I don't like having a party on the air like you and Buzz. I was kidding.
What was Mike, your year ago?
I'll give Mike the props. Mike was early on. Yeah. Mike was like 3 weeks before my birthday. Thank you.
That was in my thoughtful crisis.
Thank you. 1958, Buzz.
All right.
Now, come on.
Here we go.
Aniston.
Come on, Fanning.
Hey, this is me.
Ah, the best. Hey, here's one. Kim Cattrall.
It was one of
your perfect matches.
No thanks.
Why not?
Lita Ford. I don't even know who that is.
Oh, Kiss Me Deadly.
Right?
She's a rocker.
Ornella Muti. I don't know who that
is. Those are my choices.
Joan Allen and Deborah McMichael.
Out of all those chicks?
Those are the celebrities.
Out of all, okay.
The most famous, I guess, is Kim Cattrall.
Out of all those chicks, I would go with Joan Allen.
Joan Allen.
She would be my choice. Okay, now do Mike.
All right.
Do Mike.
Hang on, let me back up to the data page. Mike, your birthday?
June 22nd. 1986.
And I'm going to write these down. Would you stop being a freaking liar?
June 22nd, 1959.
And as a matter of fact, Joan Allen, although she's up there, she manages still to look good for an older chick. And I think she looks great in the Bourne Supremacy, the Bourne Identity.
Right.
She's the boss in that.
She's the tough boss.
The CIA boss. She's got long hair. Mike.
Did you get the June 22nd, 1959?
I did. Mike, your matches are Kathy Mattea, Daryl Hannah.
Hey.
Elizabeth McGovern, Bridget Fonda.
Oh, yes.
And Carol Alt.
Wow.
Bridget Fonda, Jesus. Come to me, baby.
All right, Mike, it's Bridget Fonda.
Oh, yes.
This is supposedly based on biorhythms.
Wow. Man, you know what she's great in? She's so sexy in that movie, Jackie Brown.
Because you had to settle for yours. Joan Allen was definitely a settle, wasn't she?
Yes.
And you know what?
And I really, when you started mine out with Kathy Mattea, I was thinking I was going to have to settle.
Hey, yeah, but you threw Carol Alt aside.
Look who I got.
Yeah, Carol Alt's pretty hot.
All right, hold on. Here's Buzz. Gates McFadden from Star Trek. What was that birthday, Buzz, including the year?
The year was 1953. Gates McFadden, Kathy Kinney, Angela Cartwright. I had a crush on her as a kid. Corey Konings and Doris Batten. I don't know who any of those
people
are.
Your list sucks. Exactly.
Yeah.
Kathy Kinney is from the Drew Carey Show.
And even when I was a little kid, I had a crush on Angela Cartwright. Like,
you know, I would do that girl.
No, Mimi.
Oh, the fat one.
Oh, Kathy Kinney. Not Mimi.
I was thinking of...
Yeah, the other one's hot.
The one...
She seems fun.
Buzz, for the record, who will you take?
I will, for the record... Oh, man. I haven't seen Angela Cartwright lately.
Who is Angela Cartwright?
She was on Make Room for Daddy's daughter.
Is she on the Big Valley, too?
No, I don't think she had a Big Valley.
I don't think so.
Who do you pick, Buzz?
Gates McFadden. Let's go with that, just to be on the safe side. I know what she looks like
now. That's
all right, and Robbie.
Here's my advantage, because, of course...
Can you play it with women, too?
Yes. We could find out who our perfect male matches are,
if you
wanted.
We'll just do Robbie, then we'll do Beth Ann.
Okay.
I'm at a perfect advantage, because I'm a bald-faced boy of 34, okay. March 8th, 1971.
Okay.
Here we go.
This is going to be great.
I think you're going to do well.
Yeah. Hey, Ava Braun.
Come on, Vanessa Redgrave.
Oh, I've got a pretty good list, I think. Mira Sorvino.
Oh.
Jennifer Capriati.
Wow.
Nice.
Faye Tozer, whoever that is. Jessica Caulfield.
No idea.
And Adela Noriega.
All right. Well, maybe
I like the men with Emmanuel's chick.
I would take Mira Sorvino.
Rob and I have the same taste in women.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get Beth Ann's birthday.
She'll be
February
last,
something.
Do. Let's get Beth Ann.
We should do Joe as well.
No, let's not do Joe.
Come on.
Joe's not really a part of the show.
Hello.
Hi. What would your birthday there be?
February 1st.
Yeah.
1961.
Plus tax.
What?
Plus tax.
Oh,
hang on, I just got our female matches.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Here are male matches. Russell Wong.
I would take him on his name.
Oh.
Maurice Bernard.
Who?
Chris Isaac.
Oh, I love him. I love him.
Dad.
Adam Sandler.
Oh,
I just did Chris Tucker for Chris Isaac.
What are you doing?
And Chip Elston.
Oh.
Whoever that is.
Right, here you go to the X.
That's Elston.
I think Chris Isaac.
All right, and now let's, just to be fair.
To Joe.
Let's do Joe.
Good Joe. I know you're
let's do Joe.
You're going to love this.
He's figuring out what his birthday is.
Yes, hello, Joe.
What is?
Look in your license.
What's your birthday,
What's your birthday, Joe?
May 28th. 64.
Here we go. Like the Energizer Bunny, isn't he?
Keeps going.
Mr. Dynamite.
That was a good hunch you had there.
Okay, Joe, your matches are Krista Miller, Kim Wilde, Allison Janney from The West Wing.
I would give anything to see you on top of her.
But listen to this. Christy Turlington and Elizabeth Perkins are also on Joe's list.
Who are you going with, Joe?
Well, I guess Christy Turlington is the only one I am even familiar with.
Although I'd like to see him with Allison Janney. I agree.
All right, that's it. That's
Don?
Yes, yeah, Mike.
There's just no way that we can do our male matches. Because they would be our buddies.
All right, very quickly, then. We got to do this very quickly. And this website, we'll give it. It's celebmatch.com. See, it's good. It's like good for a party thing. Bye, Joe.
Bye.
Since I'm already on Joe's birthday, his male matches are RuPaul, Robbie Gordon, Ken Watanabe, Michael Schumacher, and Viggo Mortensen.
We'll take RuPaul.
Joe chooses RuPaul.
Andre Johnson.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. That's his real name. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Jim Nance is Mormon.
Oh, that's
Mormon.
Right.
Mormon. Nobody had Mormon. And you know what?
We knew that.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah.
No, that was for us. We're big losers on that.
Yeah, when Mike did him the other day, he was, he mentioned that. He even said something about being Mormon.
All right, well, listen, my friend.
That's what we were talking about.
Winner!
Did we create that, or is he really Mormon?
I think we created that, because the whole thing, it wouldn't gel. It doesn't sit right.
Hold on, we have another call about this. Let's see.
Didn't we create that, Mike?
I think we did.
I know that we're in that weird area where some of our stuff becomes fact.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Yeah, I have a story. I know exactly what Jim Nance is definitely Jewish. When I was a kid going to college, I was a caddy and volunteered to carry a single bag, which is about half the pay as doubles. And I got stiffed at the end of the hole.
All right. Yeah, I knew. So, right. I saw that one coming.
All right, so he's got to be Jewish.
Saw that one coming a long time.
Hold on. We'll maybe hold out on a prize for that guy if Jim Nance is a Mormon.
Yeah, Jim Nance is Mormon and Regis is gay. Because you heard it on the radio.
Let's get our gays now, Buzz.
All right.
Who's next?
Well, let's see. I did mine while we were waiting. My male matches are Robbie Coltrane, Michael Keaton, Tom Wopat, Tony Shalhoub, and Michael Dudikoff.
Don't go away from Tom Wopat.
It's going to have to be Michael Keaton.
Tom Wopat's on Broadway.
I hadn't thought of that.
All right. Who's next, Buzz?
Let's see. Was Beth Ann's birthday 1961?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, then her female match would be, as we wait for the page to turn, and we continue to wait, and we watch the little symbol go around and around.
Oh, we forgot our music for Buzz.
Hadn't needed it until now.
No, that's music for David Schwimmer.
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 I don't know. It's jammed up now.
All right,
it's just circling.
It's because everybody's going there now. Anyway, let's the chicks. For me, it's Joan Allen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big loser in that. Mike Bridget Fonda.
Oh, man, I think I'm the big winner overall.
Nice. Buzz Gates McFadden. Mm-hmm. Robbie Mira Sorvino.
I think I beat you. With
Joe.
Sorvino.
Maybe.
Joe may be the winner with Christy, what's her name?
Christy Turlington.
Yeah, she's a piece of ass.
But I also, you know, if I wanted to use both mine, I'd be the big. I've got Carol Alt on the shelf.
Mm-hmm. Then you'd be like half.
And then,
Beth
Ann chose Chris Isaac out of her choices.
Right.
She's smart.
Big winner. Who's the big winner on the show today?
Seems to me Beth Ann had a more desirable choice than Chris Isaac.
You're thinking
list.
Of Buzz and Tom Wopat.
You know, that's you at the Tom Wopat.
That's right.
Tom Wopat.
Tom Wopat.
You'd like to pat his woe.
Whoa.
Hello.
Whoa.
Don Michael.
Whoa.
Hey, Jim Nance is not Mormon. I'm Mormon, and we know who the Mormons are, and he's not.
That's great.
I'm Catholic, and I know who the Catholics are.
Not on the list.
Don and Mike.
I gotta stop saying that. I'm really not Catholic.
No.
Hello, Mr. Ardinger. How are you?
No, this is Don and Mike. This is an on-screen call.
Hey, Don. I wanted to tell you something. I found out that me and
Jim Nance has something in common. Actually, my doormat and Jim Nance has something in common. They both say, "Welcome, friends."
Okay, you collectively have only wasted 23 seconds of our valuable...
I'm so sorry.
Where's
your mom live?
I'm sorry, I'm on the list.
Where does she live? No, you're not. Where's your mom live?
Oh, Whoretown, USA.
Whoretown.
Bye-bye.
Didn't even get that right.
It's Whoreville.
Close enough. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
All right. I don't know what was going on
I
there.
Was driving too fast.
Friends, I'm going to church on Georgia Avenue.
Is it still jammed up?
No, it looks like it's freed up now, and I have Beth Ann's celebrity female choices for her.
It's on Mike. On our way to temple.
Yes. Guys.
Everything's funny. With Jim Nance, every religion is funny. Hey, guys, listen. Easter Sunday, an important day for the Nances.
Shalom, guys.
I was speaking to the Nance cook. I said, please don't mix meat and dairy.
Hello, Allah? It's Jim Nance.
Time for my moment of prayer.
Up in Connecticut. Buzz, who is Beth Ann's?
Her lesbian choices would be Pam Tillis, Isabel Adjani, Christine Vanderhorst, Corey Everson, and somebody named Carola.
Okay,
just one out.
That.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not that good.
Is anybody else?
I have you. Okay. Your male celebrity match would be Hank Azaria, Jet Li, Randy Johnson, Cedric the Entertainer, my personal pick.
Wow, that would be my pick.
And Damon Hounsou. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take Cedric the Entertainer.
There you go. All right. Mike, what was your month in?
No, it was June 22nd, 1959.
Okay.
When I die, I'm going to be rewarded with 70 virgins, guys.
Lots of fun. Assalamu alaikum, guys.
Tell my name. Tell myself in God's name.
Okay. Lots of fun here, guys.
Hey, guys, it's Ramadan.
Very, very...
we all know what that means.
Listen, the Nances are getting together. We're going to Aspen for Kwanzaa.
Guys, we got a wonderful weekend of skiing and marshmallows and also car bombings.
It's going to be a wonderful time, guys. Yes, I'm an insurgent.
Mike, sad news. Nobody, no celebrities made your compatibility list.
Wow.
Among men.
You're gay proof.
Wow.
You're so hetero, you're gay proof.
This has like been the best segment because I get Bridget Fonda and I'm gay proof.
Yeah.
Okay, and what about Rob? You got Rob?
Okay, Rob, what's your date again?
March 8th, 1971.
Okay.
All right. Just a prediction here. Get ready for this computer to crash.
I smell smoke.
You'll die if it's someone you like.
He'll die if it's Richard Dreyfuss.
It's the entire cast of Rent.
It's thinking it'll be right with us.
Oh, my God, it's slow.
It's time to transubstantiate, guys.
Again, no matches.
Hey.
How about that?
Yeah.
It's a little weird.
It is.
How about that?
How about you?
There you go. Empty list.
God, that'd be scary.
Just me and Mira.
Mira Servito.
Yeah.
But you got to hang out with Paul.
Well, maybe we'll go visit Don and Cedric.
Cedric the Entertainer. I see you hanging with him.
Me in a bathtub with him and Joan Allen.
Honey, I'm home.
Baby.
But he's wearing that hairdo that he wore in Barbershop.
What, the Don King hair?
Yeah.
Good night. Good
and Mike Show.